What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
This is Ray.
And I'm wondering when we're going to update our little icons when we on the DLG right there.
Yeah.
And how are we going to distinguish Ray from me?
What do you mean?
In our little icons, we each have emojis. You don't have an emoji yet.
Yeah, I'm no. Still using are you going to make me brown?
You could start wearing a motorcycle helmet, and then
yeah, that's true.
That would make things a lot easier.
The whole time on the episode, just with a fucking helmet, that'd be awesome.
Kind of like a Daft Punk thing.
That's what I was thinking, dude. Yeah. I'll put like LEDs.
There we go.
That'll be super awesome.
Yeah. We were at in Vegas this weekend, and we saw Marshmello was going to play like the Ooh. Next morning.
Yeah,
and I was like, how nice it must it be to be him? You can probably walk around. And nobody knows who you are, right?
Yeah, that's what he does, pretty much.
Yeah, and that's how it was for Deadmau5 at the beginning.
Yeah. Not really. No.
But this guy's
really.
Like super secret.
So here's a cool story. When I was 21 years old, I was DJing for a while, a couple of years. And in downtown San Diego, we had this bar called Red Circle, just a small little bar. Yeah.
I did promotion for them.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
So I found out that Deadmau5 was playing. And for those who don't know Deadmau5, some people call him Deadmau5. That's wrong. It's Deadmau5. But he was playing. I told my buddies, I'm like, dude, we have to go. So we went, and everyone that was at the, it was like, there was like 50 people there. And everyone was there for Align, which is just like a local DJ. And then like, all his friends were there. He's actually friends with Sammy's family.
Oh.
So everyone was there. I think even Christian was there. And it was, and then. He stopped playing. Then Deadmau5 went on.
Yeah.
Everyone just left.
Jeez.
And it was just me, my friend Diego,
yeah.
And my friend Melly. And they didn't know who the fuck they were until they played. He played like one of his old songs, which was like a Daft Punk remix.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, we know that song, whatever. And I was actually in the booth with him, and I was hanging out with him. And like he put on this like the mask, and then I put it on. It was the classic red one, his first one. And I put it on. I have a picture where like Well, I lost all those pictures, but I took a picture with him wearing, like, he's sitting next to me, he's standing next to me, and I'm wearing his fucking mouse head.
Nice.
And it was, I don't know, it was super cool, man. It was like one of the coolest things. And then he added me on AIM, and we used to chat all the time until he got really fucking famous, man. Yeah, time ago. Now he's super fucking, you know, he's actually one of the best DJs, producers ever.
A guy from Papa Roach tried to sell me like a mixtape from the back of his car, like literally.
Oh, really?
And I was like, oh, no, he gave it to me for free. And I was like, well, do you know what this is? And my buddy's like, nope, never heard of him. So I kind of just
Papa Roach. Yeah. Oh, man.
Wow.
All right.
TwitchCon House. We've got that happening, right?
Yo, dude, TwitchCon House. Okay. The reception has been awesome, actually. We've had a bunch of people message us, and it went from, you know, maybe we could get like an apartment, like a two-bedroom, and maybe we can have some people, to like, you know, we should get a fucking mansion at the beach. I don't know what's happening right now, but like people talking about bringing their fucking PCs or doing all that. It's cool. So, yeah, so wait, you were saying something?
No.
Oh, you were just.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Because
I'm so excited. I can barely contain myself.
So pretty much what we're doing is we're going to have like tiers, pretty much. And because I did have people message me, and they're like, you know what? We're down, but I want my own room. I don't just want to be, you know, like 50 people just sleeping somewhere. You know, not 50, but because. She was telling me that the last TwitchCon she went to, they had a house, you know, they ended up meeting like other streamers and stuff, and they got along so well, they ended up staying all at the same house.
Mm.
So like a bunch of like up and coming streamers, some kind of popular streamers, you know, they all kind of came and they all hung out. And, you know, she's good with people and talking to them. So like she had people come over to their house, and it was cool. But so we're going to have like little tiers where people can actually be like, you know what, I want my own room. And then, so they'll have their own room, and if they want to share with someone, they can share with someone. And then we're going to have the community rooms, and where anyone can just, you know, I don't mind sleeping in a sleeping bag on the floor. And so...
The couch tier is $2.50. Yeah.
So pretty much, I don't know, we're trying to do that and have, like, try to see if we can get like donations to pay off that part, the community aspect of it, and then everything else gets paid off by like I'm gonna get my own room,
right.
And with Emilio,
mm-hmm. We're going to be wearing Deadmau5 hats together.
And but I'm going to get my own room. So that way, so like I'll put up a huge chunk, you know, like we're going to separate it, you know, whatever the house costs, if it costs $1,000, $2,000, $3,000. And then hopefully we'll get donations. But like we're going to have a link soon.
I think we have one.
We do? Well, did she create it already?
We have a TwitchCon thing in our Discord. Go there if you have any questions. Message Chi. She'll probably be able to answer better than Ray's rambling on right now.
No, it's just...
There's a lot to it.
There's so much. She has a whole document.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's right there on our TwitchCon house.
Yeah.
She put her document. It's right there. You could click on it and answers a lot of questions.
Yeah.
The more people that's come on, the better the house is going to get.
And pretty much.
This is definitely a thing already.
Yeah. We started finding homes that are around... like $2,000 a night, but then if there's 10, 12 people, it's almost nothing each.
And we already have like...
And these are mansions. Like these are huge. 5
people flying in, I think, that are pretty confirmed.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing's confirmed until money's in the bank, but we'll see.
Pretty much.
All right. On top of that, man, had a lot of housekeeping today. We're doing a Sekiro giveaway. We've been promoting it. Two are going out to... our Patreons, and one are going out to Twitch subs. We're going to deviate from the podcast and do an intermission for those. And then we'll be back with the show after that. Ooh, new Enter the Gungeon shit. What is that? Go down a little bit, Bobby.
Oh, yeah. They had a
DLC
update.
Farewell to Arms. Huh. I'm going to have to check that out.
What's that? Enter the Gungeon.
DLC. Enter the Gungeon TLC.
A very hard roguelike.
Oh.
It's fun. Yeah. And what is the last thing?
So we're doing the giveaways, and then we also have new Patreons.
Oh, yeah. Thank you to Cruel Rabbit, Tom, David, and Darth Duck. I like how some people use their screen names and some people put their real names. But, thanks, guys.
Who's David?
Doesn't matter.
It matters to me. Say hi when I'm on.
Yeah. Cool.
All right.
Yeah. Let's get into actual...
time for video games.
Video games.
All right, on the radar, so games that have come to our attention this week, new or old. First one is Not My Car.
What the?
This is just a cash grab. The reviews are terrible, but it's kind of worth talking about, I guess, because it's funny. It's a car combat PUBG.
Pretty much. Okay. Wow.
So conceptually...
look, Twisted Metal Battle Royale.
Dude, if this was Twisted Metal the Battle Royale, it would be a smash hit. But this is probably just another cash grab where they put some graphics together and the idea is cool. So is it free to play, Bobby? Because it's mostly negative.
It is free to play.
Yeah, yeah. So
the reviews are very bad, yes.
Oh, man.
Show one review. Read one.
All right. Let's see.
It's going to be cash grab things.
Definitely an interesting concept, but this is the first online game I've ever played where my input isn't executed by my local client, but by the server. That means any input is delayed by the ping.
Mm.
Wow.
That's an interesting idea. That's kind of like what Stadia is talking about, but they're not Google.
Yeah.
The biggest problem with Not My Car is it's not Google.
So wait, this just came
Skybound
out.
Skybound is actually the publisher? Really?
So if... if these guys had really put PUBG and Twisted Metal, like the mechanics between Twisted Metal was so fucking good. Bobby, did you ever get your hands on that?
Twisted Metal? No, not to any great extent. Because that was a PlayStation game, right?
Yeah, it was.
PlayStation 1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so car combat, different classes with completely different play styles. Mm-hmm. Big, heavy guys, skinny guys.
Oh, yeah, you know, I remember they had the clown and the ice cream truck.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But the thing that really separated it between like the skill tiers is these input. Like special moves like freeze rays and fireballs that everybody had, but you had to go like left, right, up, down or something while you're driving, you know? So the skill ceiling was very high if you like really got into it. I don't know. Anyway, so until somebody does that, I'm not going to get excited, but this does look cool on the surface.
Oh, see, now I know why I know Skybound. They're the ones that did The Walking Dead. Like, they're the publishers for The Walking Dead.
The newest one? Overkill?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They took the... it wasn't Overkill. It was the new one.
Yeah,
since Telltale.
Episode 4.
Yeah. When Telltale stopped... went out of business, so to speak, they Skybound's picked up The Walking Dead series.
Yeah, finished it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is cool.
Okay.
Oh, terrible name, by the way. Not My Car. All one word. No caps.
Yeah.
That's a little confusing.
Yeah. I think they're trying to, you know, be cool or funny with their name.
Yeah. Mm.
So it's more like a hashtag, I suppose.
Yeah. Hit those youngsters.
Yeah. All right. Next up, Darkborn.
I am excited about this. I watched almost all 15 minutes of this.
I want to see.
That's Ingram graphics right there.
Well, that looks weird.
Yeah. So you're like a monster, and the Vikings show up and kill all your people and enslave them and shit like that. And you're just a little tyke. And the game starts off as a stealth game where you kind of retake your cave. And you can fast forward a little bit, Bobby, so you can get some of the graphics in here. Like right when he starts going outside and going through the grass, you have little wings so you can kind of glide. And you're doing like stealth takedowns because you're only just a baby. But in this 15-minute video, they kind of give away a lot. You level up and you become like adolescent, so you can fight them one on one. You don't have to be sneaky. That's cool.
That was a cool and cute combined. That was horrible. Sorry.
And a little bit of a burp.
Yeah.
Look at this. Oh, motherfucker. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Anyway, so it looks really cool. And it seems to have the Nemesis thing from Shadow of Mordor, because I saw when he fought this one guy, it had his pluses and his negatives, and it looked a lot, it reminded me a lot of Shadow of Mordor. But this whole 15-minute video almost gives the whole game away. Hopefully there's a lot more to it. I really like the way it looks right there. It does the kind of like portrait mode where things are blurry close to you and like focus far away. They do a really good job with that.
Yeah, it looks like Shadow.
Yeah. Anyway, really cool. If you fast forward like 80% of the way, Bobby, you could see when he's all grown up, he starts fucking people up. He has claws and shit. Yeah, he just tore that dude's heart out. Oh, motherfucker. Yeah, looks cool. Anyway, this is kind of like bot.
Nice. So do they have a release date on this? When when can we expect this?
No, they're keeping most of their information private. You really don't even know what happens after what you just watched there. This is by Project White.
No.
Formerly known as Project White.
Before it was Darkborn.
Oh, gotcha. I don't know who makes it then.
Yeah, not a lot of details on this.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I know.
They're just going to let
good footage out there.
Yeah, good footage.
All right. Next up, Hell Let Loose.
Yeah, this comes from Controlled Pears. I think he's a really big World War One and World War Two fan. This is a World War Two thing. It was a Kickstarter. It made twice its $100,000 goal, and it looks pretty good to me. The graphics are pretty great. I think it's first person, 50-on-50 battles, recreating the more famous battles in the war, and they're going to be going for. It seems like they're going to go for, it said rewards for KD ratio. So hopefully that doesn't, you know, it's not like, what is it? Call of Duty, where you call in airstrikes and win the war just cause you got 15 kills or whatever. But, yeah, I think people with higher KD ratio should be rewarded. So that's interesting. Well, more on this later on, whenever it comes out. Oh, I think it's out or early access, probably.
Let's see. These are, well, no, I think they have a link to, no, that's just back to PC Gamer. Early access release of Hell Let Loose will go for $30. If you want to get in on the beta action, you can pre-order one of two different packs at hellletloose.com.
There it is. So you can get into the beta. Hmm.
Cool. Yeah. Beta is running April 5th, the weekend of April 5th. All right.
He said, Demented Warlock says it plays like Squad.
Okay.
A lot of people like Squad. So.
Okay. And Neo Reloaded. That's David. Thank you, Neo Reloaded, David.
All right. Oh, thanks, buddy. Yeah.
All right. Next up, last one, Midnight Ghost Hunt.
I saw this. Yeah. I saw this at, when was it? I think it was E3 last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So this was a guy on Reddit. I got this from a Reddit post. He goes, hey, guys, I'm making a game where you chase your other friend. You either hunt ghosts or you play as ghosts and do kind of like a hide and seek type thing. So I believe it's four player co-op or four player versus. It's a lot like Prey or something where you possess things, inanimate objects, and then the other guys look just like Ghostbusters. And they come in and they try to find.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
That looks so cool.
If it didn't look this sweet.
I'm going to be a lamp and I'm going to fuck you up.
I believe the alpha is available right now. The game is called, what is it called again?
Midnight Ghost Hunt. Yeah. Midnight, so they've got a website, midnightghosthunt.com.
So just to go over real quick, not my car.
Out of keys until next week. Oh, you can get a keys.
Dark. Currently out of keys. So you can try to get him at the Discord.
Yeah,
add that to the wish list.
Yeah, although you know Alpha, it's probably just one room. It's probably all janky, but I'd like to wait till it's ready to go. It's
looks good idea. Really, so it's fun. Like a 4-on-4.
Yeah, I think so, or maybe a 2-on-2,
or a 3.
It looks like three Ghostbusters right there.
You go. No.
Three Ghostbusters. So we just talked about Not My Car, Darkborn, Hell Let Loose, and Midnight Ghost Hunt.
Mm-hmm. That last one looks really cool for me. I want to play that.
Ray, let's start with Sekiro because we didn't put it on the list.
Sekiro. I don't know how you pronounce it. I'm sorry. I'm Mexican. Yeah, because I call it Sekiro. Hey, I play Sekiro. And Sekiro's good. Dude, okay, so she played it and she loved it. I'm not a I was a fan of Bloodborne because it wasn't as hard as Dark Souls, and the whole lore, the whole, you know, vampires and fucking Frankenstein and all that stuff. I love that, so that was really cool. And then Sekiro was just, it caught my attention because I love ninja samurais, shinobi. Sure. I love that whole thing. I tried it. It's hard, but it's not as hard as people were saying. I don't know. Like, I play a very secure way, maybe.
But you haven't got to the first
one. No. I still haven't gotten to the... Well, I did. I got to the Lady Butterfly, whatever.
Oh, okay.
And my first try, I took her to the second part of her...
Damn!
And then I died because I was getting cocky.
No.
Kind of like when you're like, oh, this is just repetitive. Just over and over. Just slash, throw a thing. Because I figured it out right away just by seeing, like, she go up in the air and I automatically, like, throw a shuriken at her.
Right.
And because I don't know, people were telling me she's so hard. She's so hard. And I was just like, fuck. I thought
Beirut put in 100 tries or something like that.
Yeah, no. Like, no, because I remember.
Well, you still haven't beat her, though.
No, because I only tried her once. I tried her before I went to sleep on like Thursday or Wednesday. But the way I was playing Sekiro, I play very slow, where like if I start attacking someone, and the moment I get down to like the first death, because you can get, you know, you can resurrect.
Yeah.
When that happens, you know, I just back the fuck out. I walk back. Respawn, and then I practice like my dodge and everything on the way to the guy again by killing all the mobs before getting there, and then I go for it and I try again, you know, and like if I fuck up, I don't mind. I'll just go back. Like I haven't gotten stressed at whatsoever. Actually, most of the mini bosses that were supposed to be hard, kill them also first tries. But the, you know, mini boss, I've done like six, I think, of the little mini bosses. And
so you play slow and monotonously.
Yeah.
But that might end up saving you time in the long run because...
Maybe.
You're like, not dying 1,000
times. Because I'm farming at the same time. I'm getting a bunch of skills. Yeah. So I'm getting all these skills before, you know, you normally get them.
Mm.
And my both skills trees are pretty much to the top. So when I'm fighting these guys for the first time, it's actually easy. Mm. Like they told me, oh, that Shinobi Hunter, the first one with the lance, it's going to be really hard. I got one skill and I killed them like the first... Second try, I actually really tried doing it. Like, it wasn't that hard. I've only tried one boss. She did beat me. This actually, I've only died like 3-4 times that I actually died because I was like, I can be like, we're like, my health is low, and I was like, and I get resurrected, and I'm like, I just need 2 hits, and I'll fucking beat him. And I missed like the Q. That's the butterfly right there.
Yeah.
But I missed the Q, and then I got hit, and it took away like half of my life, and I died. So it's happened. I've only died. I've only died 3 times or 4 times in the game.
So, get away from the difficulty setting.
The game is awesome. It's beautiful, man. Yeah. I got addicted. It's really, but I got really addicted to it. It's very entertaining.
And the combat.
And it's, I mean, it awesome. Honestly, it's not for the faint of heart. No. It's just, it's hard. That guy, I beat him first try. He was like, I and he wasn't
E-Honda?
Yeah, fucking E-Honda. But it's drunk E-Honda. He's drinking a fucking jug and he spits it at you. It becomes acid like automatically. It's fucking funny. That's the Shinobi Hunter. The one that was supposed to be hard, and I killed him in like 3 hits.
Damn.
What class are you playing as?
I don't know. There's no class.
Oh, there isn't?
No, there's no class for this game.
There was classes in Dark Souls, wasn't there?
Yeah, it's just this guy. You're that guy, and you have 2 skill trees, then you just get everything. There's not like, I go this way or I go the other way. You get skills.
There's a robot at hand?
Yeah, so he lost at the beginning of the game, spoilers, within the first 10 minutes, right? You lose your hand, and this guy builds a prosthetic, and that prosthetic gets upgrades. So that's how you get like your shurikens, your fire, you get all these little things to help you beat all these mini bosses.
That you can add to this arm.
Yeah, so you keep adding. So everybody's like, bless you. Dude, the game's awesome, man. I got really into it, and I had to go to work. I wake up at 5 in the morning for work. I was like 2 in the morning, and I was like, fuck this, I need to go to sleep. And that was just farming and fighting guys over and over again, just the basic mobs, which were easy.
Right.
But just, and then
farming up.
Yeah, but I would pop a balloon, get a bunch of money.
If your suggestion would be just
If you've never played a Dark Souls game, or the only one you played is Dark Souls 3 or Bloodborne, fight the mobs a bit. You'll get used to it, and be patient. Just be really patient, and don't get cocky. That's how I fuck up. That's how I mess up in these games. Like, I get a little cocky. We're like, oh, I got this. But no, be patient. Have your guard up. Be ready to jump. Be ready to parry. Be ready to dodge. It's just, the game is not that hard. And honestly, I have gone, 2 of them, I went on YouTube, and I just see what's the best way to fight this guy. And some guy will be like, just do this counter. And you're like, okay, makes sense. I went on, did that counter 3 times, I beat that guy. You know what I mean? It's not like
thought it was hilarious that there was blowback about how hard this game was. Like, people are complaining that it's not accessible to everyone.
So that's what I was thinking.
Go fuck yourself,
dude. Okay, so then, speaking of that,
yeah,
Sekiro is a great game. Try it. More later once I beat it, because I will beat this game. Speaking of that now, The Division,
yeah,
the new patch,
yeah,
they nerfed some shit.
I heard that it's not as hard.
People were complaining. The game's too hard. I feel these new kids or these new people.
God damn them. Bobby, get them.
These kids, man. They're,
Yeah.
No,
it's all about inclusion, and everybody can get in, and it should be the same for everybody.
Yeah, so. No. The new patch. Wait, did you play it, Bobby?
I did, yeah.
Your homework?
Let him talk before you
get into it. Yeah, I'm letting him out. So we're not talking anymore about Sekiro.
Sekiro's over. I love it. Great game. Try it out. It's a really great game. If anything, I'll talk about it again the day I beat it.
The only Dark Souls I've ever played was the first one. Well, maybe a little bit of 3, but I know something that always comes up with those games is, I guess, the map, like how linear they are. Mm-hmm. Like, in the first Dark Souls, after a while, it becomes very difficult to tell where you should be going. It just feels like it's kind of all over the place. Is that how this is, or is it fairly linear?
Yes, no, it's not linear whatsoever. Like, I don't know. This one has... 10 years ago or something, or 3 years ago kind of deal. So you teleport, you put a bell at a Buddha, and then it teleports you, or you don't mean you go into a memory of 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
which is where you fight Lady Butterfly. But the thing is, you don't even have to go that way. You go that way to get certain prosthetics that'll help you with the mini bosses and your current timeline.
Mm-hmm.
But
nobody tells you that you're supposed
to go that way. But no one tells you, you're not supposed to.
How did you know that you were supposed to go that way?
I just wanted, because it was a little, because that part was linear.
Linear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I say linear.
I know. You also say buttons.
Yeah, button. Button. I don't say the T. I don't know, man.
Oh, no. You know what I noticed last week is the way you pronounce Bethesda as well.
Bethesda?
Yeah. I think you're missing it.
Pero esta.
All right. So, yeah, I did play The Division 2 this week, and I actually really enjoyed it. I'll come right out and say it. It was... it was enjoyable. So, to give you an idea of where I'm at.
Wow. Wow. Told you
we
guys.
We did it, guys. Game.
Yes.
We did it.
High five. High five. Bobby's back.
So, to give you an idea of where I'm at, I'm only level 6 right now, and I've kind of just expanded into like the second or third area that you unlock. I have played with other people. I've also played most of the content by myself. I have to reach a certain point until I can actually join a guild.
The clan.
Or the clan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, how far along in the game is that?
Level 8 or 10?
It's like around level 8, you'll find that. It doesn't really matter about the level. It just depends when you find that person. So after you do certain missions, that person comes up and you take them to the White House.
Are they on the main quest line then, I'm assuming? Okay, because I'm actually doing a considerable amount of the side quests and going around and getting the other things. You know, I'm just kind of playing it naturally. I'm not trying to rush it or anything. I'm just kind of doing what I feel like. And yeah, I'm having a good time. I think I made a mistake on the special abilities that I chose. I went with the shield and then the chemical one.
It doesn't matter.
You get so much SDK that like you're going to unlock it.
Eventually you'll unlock all of them. Yeah, and there's not really a tree that goes into those, which I was a little disappointed about. So the shield only has two abilities after that that you can unlock that changes how it operates.
Oh, so here's the thing. Once you get to level 30 and you beat the game, then you have a specialization, then you open up the actual skill trees.
I see. Yeah. Like the real trees. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And that's kind of where what I feel like with this game. Like I'm just scraping the surface at this point, even though I played maybe 5 hours of this game this week. And I know I'm nowhere near level 30, but it feels like there's just so much more content, but I do enjoy it. I mean, I can't even really tell you why exactly. There's not anything like novel about it. It's, you know, the minute to minute gameplay is just like a standard cover shooter, right?
Yeah. It's like, there's nothing stand out awesome about this, but there's nothing stand out bad about it.
Yeah.
I don't think
it's okay if you do something that's been done before, but if you do it really well, then it's enjoyable. So you heal up if you hide behind cover, or do you have to wait until the battle's over until it happens?
So the white bar is your shield. Which you only recover that by using the little health pack.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, replacing the
V key.
Yeah. And
then your health is underneath that.
That replaces on its own. Okay. Or through the skills.
Skills, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, if you use different skills for
it. Like I use the revival hive, which when I go down, the first time I get revived automatically, and then I use the chem launcher, if you just double tap it, you'll drop the chemicals on you.
Yeah, that's the other ability that I have.
Yeah, and it heals me.
Bobby, which one did you get that you regretted?
The shield.
Oh, yeah.
Captain America.
I took one picture of that. I saw one, you know, that little preview video. I was like, and he was like with a pistol. I was like, why was that?
Yeah. Gonna use a pistol? Well, you can switch it. You can get an upgrade that lets you use one of your primary weapons, but it doesn't block as much too. So there's a bit of a trade off.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm getting used to it. The reason that I chose the shield was I was like, well, that seems like a tank thing to do. Right. And if I take this late game, maybe I want to be a tank. I don't even know if that's how this game is really. But actually, I'm getting, once you know you have that ability and you can learn to use it, it actually comes in handy because there's times where I'm just caught out and I have nothing to hide behind, covers far away. So you just pull out the shield and that's enough to get you in a safe spot.
It's probably saved you more than you know, you know?
Yeah. You just have to adjust your play style to it. Yeah, but it's a good game. I'm enjoying it. I like unlocking things. The story I'm not following too closely, although I do think it's kind of interesting the way it starts out. Like the last thing it says in the opening cutscene is like, did you have a gun? I was like, whoa, what are they trying to say here?
It's interesting. Like, it made me think. I was like, shit, do I need a gun?
Yeah.
Well, see, that's an interesting thing. I own firearms, and I was going to sell them maybe a couple months ago because I was like, I don't even go to the range or anything.
No. And, especially now. If anything, but like, buy what, more.
why would I literally, they've been sitting in a safe spot for like years and they haven't been touched. I brought them out to clean them one day and I'm like, why do I even still have these? So I went to go sell them, and then the guy offered me a horrible price for it. So I was like, it's probably not even worth it at this point. But even though like I was totally convinced that I did not have any use for these guns, I was still kind of like, I felt kind of naked giving it up. I was just like, well, I don't know, you know, what if something happens?
Exactly. You know? You never know when you need a cap of fool. I'm just saying. Yeah.
No, I don't know, man. Like, I think it all depends
on to be capping fool.
It's the type Mexico of life that you live in. There's not really many opportunities or any situations that I'm in where that would require a gun. But still, like, as much as I had convinced myself of that, I was still, like, felt that weird feeling. And I don't know, maybe that's just, I'd really like to hear other people's opinions who live in countries where, like, people just don't own guns. Like, I wonder what their take is, especially on this game, that I don't know, the opening scene seemed to heavily imply like this is why we have the Second Amendment, you know. So I don't know if that's been playing out more in the story, but I really haven't been paying too much attention to the story, and I usually don't with these types of games, but I do enjoy the gameplay.
Oh, Bobby, I think I talked to you. I don't know if I talked about it on the podcast, but when I got into this whole like EDC thing, the everyday carry stuff and looking at knives and stuff, mm-hmm. of course they're hitting me with all the right wing stuff because that's their target marketing and mm-hmm. stuff.
Yeah.
Holy shit. The NRA's fucking videos are so aggressive, dude. They would make you think that there's riots in the streets and people are tearing shit down right outside your door. That's the way they make you think. It's crazy, dude. And I was like, what is going on? I walk outside, there's literally birds chirping. Everything looks cool. But not if you watch those NRA videos.
Yeah. I mean, it's all what you surround yourself with. Yeah. What's that famous Eckhart Tolle?
They're burning quote, your country down. Like like a joke. It's almost like a parody.
Yeah. I don't know. So, yeah, I'm enjoying The Division. I am definitely going to keep playing it more, but it's going to be kind of hard for me to keep this going and check out another game, too, because I want to, you know, have new stuff to bring into the podcast. And I'm really feeling, I don't know why, but I'm really feeling the simulation bug right now. Like, I looked at Tropico 6, I'm like, fuck, I do want to play that.
Like, might as well play 5. It's just as novel.
I'm never gonna buy a Tropico game for like $50-$60.
Yeah, that's what
yeah I may check out Tropico 5, which is what I always do with games. It's like the new one comes out and then I go and play the last one.
It still makes them money. They're happy either way.
Yeah, but I don't know. Tropico's looking really good right now, but no plans. Uh-oh. But I do want to continue with The Division. And how was Tidal Basin? Because that was the new thing that came out.
Okay, so first of all, the patch. The patch comes out, and, you know, I'm excited as fuck. Yeah, actually, please. Thank you. And so the patch comes out. We got a new Stronghold. If you didn't like the story in the beginning, you thought it was a little basic. It's ridiculous how the story's progressing with these new strongholds, with all these new missions coming out. Like, there was some stuff that, like, what happens during one of the mission before you can actually access Tidal Basin is so cool. It's just, I got hooked on the little story in that aspect, you know, no spoilers. But the story gets good. Tidal Basin, currently my favorite stronghold. It's really good. You're fighting this girl called Wyvern, and she is, I think she's been the coolest boss so far. And because when you're playing this, if you listen through like the little, when they're talking on the internet, like through like their, what's it called?
Are those like memory playback things?
No,
talking about the phone record or the audio recordings you pick up?
Yeah, so no. But I mean, when you're in here during the mission, this watch can actually intercept what they're saying, what the Black Tusker are saying. So you can hear Wyvern talking to like the other, you know, general or commander or whatever. And you hear her talk, and she's such a fucking badass. And for the first time ever, the final fight when you fight Wyvern felt really raid-like, man. When you played the Capitol, they had like two things where like stand here for a while, stand there for a while, and that was it. This one, okay, I want to talk about it, but I don't want to spoil it for anyone that hasn't played it. But it has really cool elements. They added some time limit stuff. They added some cool, really cool mechanics to that last battle where you have the whole squad going, and if you don't do those things, you're going to lose. Not because of, you know, you died. You're going to lose because the time passed.
So it's like raid mechanics.
Yeah.
Is it kind of like Destiny where it absolutely requires communication between the players? Like, you have to be on comms?
Yeah, you have to. You really have to. Well, so when I played it, I didn't play with any of the clan mates. I played with any clan members. I played with just, you know, randoms. And that's the second time. The first time I played on my own. And because I like to see the difficulty of it on my own. And it was difficult. When I played it with people, you know, it's harder because I played it on hard, not on challenging yet. And it was just harder because you have more yellows, more elites attacking you. And you really had to, like, separate. Like, because the way I did it, I just kind of just ran on my own and did all this crazy stuff. Because you're able to do it solo. But when you're playing with, like, four people, then it actually gets really difficult. And we actually died once, which was weird. Because I was like, holy shit, I've never died in a stronghold toward the end battle. It's really good. The only bad part about, this patch, Oh, wait, just to end it, Tidal Basin, amazing. Best stronghold so far. Actually added some really cool raid mechanics to the end. It was really cool.
Just to get in real quick, I saw a headline that said,
made the game better?
No, Division got its first raid. So is it still called a stronghold?
It's still a stronghold.
But it has raid mechanics. You wouldn't call it a raid?
No, it's too short.
It's still the four people, I guess.
Yeah. And but it has the whole stronghold has really cool protect this. It has mechanics. It has a little bit of raid mechanics in it, dude. Mm-hmm. So I can't wait for the raid comes out at the end of the month, because they were saying people what do they call when they mine the game? Well, mine the game, right?
Data mining,
and they said it was going to be in May, but no, it's going to be the 20-something of April.
Wait, like, there's more?
The raid's coming out at the end of the month.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't read the article.
Okay.
And Bobby, can you just click on Ubisoft made some news? Notable changes. We might as well just talk about them now.
Okay, yeah, so we're on the topic.
They're highlighted in black if you want to just go down.
So what was this?
This is this patch, I believe, that you're talking about.
Yeah.
You're talking about the updates, maybe something you didn't.
Okay, so I guess the thing that I noticed the most, where I just freaked the fuck out, and I was like, "What?" Like the moment I went on, I just went, "What the fuck just happened?" I freaked out. I went on the clan chat. If you look at it, I'm like, "What the?" And I had like a mini rant where I just went, "Fuck all these little kids that cannot play a hard game, and they get easy for them." Because they nerfed some of the stuff, the mods. The mods, it says.
Okay. So right here they say the mods are more useful.
Yeah, because they took away the negative attributes to them.
Oh,
because it was just like
the board.
So you can add, it's like for there, like right there. They have add the reflex sight, 20% critical range, right?
Yeah.
But look at the bottom one that says VX1 scope, headshot, plus 15 headshot damage, but minus 10 reload speed.
Right.
Every mod for every positive had a negative.
Right, right.
So the way I had my build, all my mods gave me positive for like critical. Yeah. And then all of them I lost stability. But the reason I picked the skill tree for the sniper one, I forgot what it's called, that gave me more stability. So I lost one thing, but because of my actual skill tree, I brought it back up. So it just left me even.
Right, right, right.
But like that was
with
great
a bonus.
With a bonus, and that was great for me, and that was my build together with all my armor,
and
bringing
you felt
up critical.
Pretty clever figuring this out.
Exactly.
And now that's taken away.
And that's just got taken away completely. Yeah. Now it's just like put a mod and it's just better. That's it. There's no negativity to it, which it's understandable for some games. You know, like if you're playing an MMO and you add a gem to your thing, it's always just positive. Which
Or maybe like higher level stuff.
Yeah.
Start going like this. But yeah, I like building my shit and figuring things out.
Exactly.
Like, you gotta figure it out. But
exactly. And they completely
took
that
off. Maybe there's more behind that than we know, though.
No. So someone posted on. No, not really.
I work at Ubisoft.
Yeah. Someone posted on our Discord that the Reddit and on the forums, people really like told the developers, this shit fucking sucks. We hate it. Fucking change it. And Ubisoft was just like, all right, fucking, we don't want to be like, we're having such a great time. I mean, we're getting, this game's awesome and everyone's loving it. Let's keep the fans happy.
Keep them happy.
And
the amount of work that they're putting into it is impressive.
It's ridiculous, man.
The amount of stuff that's coming out is great.
Well, it's kind
of
like Rainbow Six Siege. They're on their fourth year and that game's still fucking awesome.
So they said Ambushers are coming out more, the other faction. Have you noticed that at all?
I have not noticed that because I keep fast traveling.
What are the other ones, Bobby?
The revamped sniper turret seems worth using.
Really?
Easier to read the number or the gear score.
Oh, I guess.
So the gear score is interesting. You have red. It took me a while to figure this out at first. So you have red, blue, and yellow. So yellow is your cooldown reduction. Mm-hmm. Blue is just health.
Yeah.
And red is just damage, which can take on many forms. It could be more critical damage. It could just be more flat-out damage. It could be
AR, rifle, or pistol damage.
Yeah, too. Specific to a type of gun. Yeah. So, yeah, it took me a minute to figure that out, but I got it. And then the inventory system... It took me a moment to finish that out soon, too, but it's pretty clean. I mean, you can mark things as trash and then deconstruct them all at once, figured out.
Which is, so here's a really, this is a good thing you brought that up. deconstruct all your armor, sell all your guns, and mods. Mods are that one. If you want to go that way, you go that way. You build your gear, your armor, to give you that amount. Because a lot of people go like, "Why can't I use the mods on my skills? You know, on your hive or on your drone or on your shield?"
Because
they need a certain level, skill level. And if you look at right now on the screen, we have skill power on the bottom, right? We only have 906. That guy cannot add shit to his mods right now. There are no mods to his skills whatsoever. He can maybe some like level one or two.
So the skill power, I'm not familiar with this. What is that?
So the skill power is
that's your special abilities, your Q and E.
Yeah. So that's over. Yeah, that's for your Q and E. So certain mods need 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 skill level. The only way to get to that skill level is if you have gloves that give you 1,000 skill level. So if you're also, I've seen gear that gives you 2,000 skill level, like a chest piece.
Yeah.
And so you get these chest pieces, the gloves, the knee pads, but then whenever you get skill level, you might not get any more health. You might not get any more critical damage. You know, if you're trying to make this build that has more power, more punch, you're going to sacrifice that and get better and go for skills instead.
So the skill mods, is that something you get after level 30?
No, you start getting them now.
Yeah. Okay.
You start picking up mods from the beginning. So they're going to, so one thing that I've done is when I help people grind them to like a certain level, help them out, I'm picking up all the mods because those mods are level 10. Gear level 100, gear level, you know, and they only require 1,000 skill points. So I can add those mods to my skills. But, you know, if you're playing regularly with, and everyone that's your, like, and everyone's your level, you're only getting stuff that's 450, 500.
Now. Gotcha. Because you went more for the red and less for the blue. And the
yellow. I went more for the red. Okay. And right now I have no build anymore because I'm trying to get to 500 now.
So let's say somebody's not good at aiming and shooting generally, they would go all skill, right? And just like have turrets going all the time or whatever.
Which is yes and no, but then again, this game is very friendly. I have friends that, you know, gamer friends out there, and I'm not going to give any names.
They can't shoot for shit.
Damn it, Beef. Anyways, but he's great at this game, you know? He's really good.
Yeah.
And I'm joking, Beef. He's actually not bad. but, you know, people are... but it's actually really good.
He said, "You motherfucker."
Yeah, he said, thanks. No, he's actually good. But you know, anyone can pick up this game and just. And then I've had people come into the chat and be like, "Oh my god, I can't beat this guy! All right, let me jump on and help you real quick." And I go help in and I get the fuck out.
Super easy.
Yeah. I feel like this game is getting a lot of people in the community like really close. I've noticed people have been going into the channel way more now, into the voice chats.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I've met a bunch of new
We even have our own channel for the
Yeah, we have our own channel for the clan now. So whenever you guys are bringing up stuff about the Division, let's move it over to the Division chat cuz that way we don't lose it within all the stuff that's in there.
Mm-hmm. And let's move this on to the next game.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll keep talking about it later.
Yeah, I wish I had a screenshot of my character too cuz he looks kind of like me.
Really?
Pretty accurate, yeah. Yeah, they had like a mutton chop sideburn. They never have like the long sideburns. They always have like the big fat mutton chops. Like that's the only cosmetic option they give you for sideburns in most games.
I like Flying Hawaiians. It looks like a Dr. Disrespect.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's pretty cool.
All right, so next game, Risk of Rain 2.
Yeah, I only scratched the surface when I reviewed it last week, and I've put in, I don't know, 3 or 4 more hours since then. It was the same day, probably. And, you know, I'm playing it, and this is, like, right up my alley. Like, this is exactly what I, you know.
I watched you play it. It looked really good.
Yeah, it's a roguelike. You're running around. You're trying to find the exit, and you're trying to get as much gear as you can, and there's a risk versus reward, time versus loot, and you just got to figure that out. But I'm playing it, and I'm just not having fun. And I'm like, what am I doing wrong? The reviews are overwhelmingly positive. There's got to be something here. I don't know what it is. Nobody else on the Discord's playing it. What do I do?
So you're just not enjoying it?
So I wasn't. So then I went into, what do you call it?
Their
quick
Discord?
Play? Quick play.
Quick play.
Yeah. And, you know, got put with randos, and I was playing with 3 other people, and instantly it was five times more fun. It was just like way more fun because I think this game is not paced. When you play it by yourself, it's not paced for a single player. And you can feel mm-hmm. it.
That's like, how the first game was, too. It's really not meant for single player.
It really, really isn't. And it just goes way too slow. And you got to grind. And there's no way you're going to really get anywhere unless you play this online. So the quick play, you know, popped up right away. I was in a game with some people. Had an average match where we went it to the third level, and it was cool. Then I played another one. We made it to the sixth level, and which was cool.
Is it four players?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I went into a third one where everybody knew what the fuck they were doing, and we went like 46 levels in a row.
Oh, wow.
And even they were talking about like this is my highest level, and we just kept going. So there's only about 30 items in the game, let's say. And they kept dropping, and at one point they were like, dude, pick up the shit. I was like, I already have that. They're like, it stacks. So no matter how many more you get, you just keep getting like, plus the crit. So we just keep picking up more and more shit. Towards the end, you start looking like a god. You're flying around, you're hovering, you're shooting, you're critting, but you're going up against... I mean, we got to a level where every bad guy was a boss from the first level. Every bad guy.
How many levels?
And it just got chaotic. There's infinite.
Oh, infinite. Okay.
Yeah, it'll never end. And you're going up against that timer, which makes it harder and harder. And at a certain point, it just starts... It goes from like easy, normal, hard, insane. Then after that is, I'm coming to get you. And then the next one is, I see you. And then the one after that is just, ha, 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 ha. And it just gets fucking, the ha ha's get bigger. And it just gets fucking crazier. There was points, I couldn't even see what was going on with so much chaos. Like, it was just insanity going on. And it really got a lot more fun. But the only thing I would have to say, my only caveat, you know, to get to level 6 or 46 or wherever we were, it took like 2 hours. And you can't pause, and there's no in between levels is like 10 seconds. So you got to do all your peeing and drink getting in those 10 seconds, and it doesn't work out. And, you know, I got kids and dogs and all kinds of shit going on. And so it was really hard for me to like pull away.
Okay,
so
yeah,
it's not possible, you know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You have to really dedicate that time. To
that time
you sit down.
I was running into that same problem with Left 4 Dead 2. I forgot, like, there's not a lot of downtime in between rounds of that game.
Yeah.
So it says here on Steam charts that 2 hours ago, 36,000 people were playing this game.
That's cool. People were playing.
Yeah. So, and I've had that similar experience where I've played a game and then I go into some co-op or multiplayer mode and I see other people doing something or they tell me something and it's like game changer. Like, that's what you do. Yeah. Okay. That can be a very educational experience playing with other people.
Do not play this single player.
I forgot to hit record.
On that camera?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Well, I'll do it now.
Yep. Well, I got to go pee again, so okay. I might as well hit it. Where would I look?
Bobby, do you have anything to talk about right now?
Let me see. Far Cry New Dawn.
Just do second order ditto.
Right. Oh, can you hit record on there?
Yeah.
Find it. Okay. Risk of Rain does sound really dope, though.
Yeah.
But I've never been a fan of roguelikes.
What do I hit, dude?
There's a...
Look for a red button.
Look on top. On the top?
Yeah.
Did you see the red?
Nope.
Or on the side of the screen?
It's on, off. It's already on.
So on the side of the screen?
Maybe you should do it.
Okay. Give me 1 second.
All right. Yeah, you know, the first one I didn't really enjoy all that much, but this one, especially after hearing Emilio talk about it today, I'm kind of intrigued. I kind of want to play this. I like the whole 3D aspect of it now as opposed to the 2D, and I like the multiplayer, and if there's enough people playing it, then you can get into games pretty easily. Gearbox published this? Huh. Weird. But $20, I don't know. This seems like a game that is going to be on Humble Bundle in another month or two. Probably get a deal on it pretty soon. But something to keep an eye on. All right. So swords.
Good little auto. Sorry about the pause there. We're kind of doing some new stuff that will right now it's in the trial phase a little bit, but next 6 months will be some really cool stuff happening on DLG. Swords of Ditto. So I've been saying for the last couple weeks that I'm going to play this game. I just been randomly just painted up and Because Emilio's been talking about roguelikes all this time, and I see the roguelike that he plays, and they just, I don't know, they haven't appealed to me. I don't know. It's just not a big thing.
They were really popular, like 2012, 13. You know, they had their time, and then they kind of faded out. But they weren't for me either. There were very few that I enjoyed.
Yeah, so I was just, I guess I wasn't feeling it. And, you know, I played FTL the other day, and that was super fun. I played for a good, like, 2-3 hours, and it was really fun. It was really cool. You know, I wanted to beat it, and I wasn't beating it. But, and Swords of Ditto came out a couple months ago, I believe. I don't know if they show the actual
release date. April 24th, 2018.
No. Yeah, well, so it's going to be a year now. Never mind. But when I saw it, it just came up on the Steam page, and I loved the art style. I was like, it's a cartoon, and it, I don't know, it just looked really cool, and I saw it was roguelike. And then when I saw the gameplay, I was like, oh my god, it's Zelda. It's OG Zelda. And I'm a huge Zelda fan. I love Zelda games from the original NES Zelda. It's just, and once I saw the art, I was like, it's a cartoony art style. And it's over, and like it's, you know, that top view, and the graphics, dude, the art style is just so cool. It's super cool.
It's funny you should mention that, because that art style looks very similar to other games that I've played, not very well known ones. One of them is Card City Nights.
Okay.
See, I don't know if I just checked, and it's not the same developer. I'm trying to figure out who did develop this. Maybe I'm just seeing it differently, but maybe it's not. There was another game that they made too, Card City Nights, and then there was, I don't know, another one that was like a pun, but
yeah,
this is like a real basic card game.
What are we talking about?
Swords of Ditto. He's wanted some of the art style.
But the animation looked very similar to me, so I thought maybe it was the same thing.
So I love the art style, and I love that it was Zelda. It's pretty much like The Legend of Zelda, OG Zelda, but just in this really cool, cartoony, very fluent, very
graphics
cool.
Graphics are great.
And,
animations are great.
Oh, man. Okay, so...
It looks like Adventure Time.
Yeah, it looks like Adventure Time. And so if you look at the reviews on the game, you know, it's kind of what I think it's like mostly positive now, or just mixed reviews right now. But, okay, so the game... So it's a roguelike. It's actually, I guess it's my first actual real roguelike I've actually really gone into. And I understand why it's mixed reviews. I read some of the reviews, and people are just... Because people see this game, and they look at the art style, and they think Zelda. And then they play it, and they die, and they start over again. They're like, fuck this. Mm. So people come in thinking it's a nice adventure story game, and you're just going to progress and beat dungeons. Because I read the reviews, and people are that's what they have complained about. Mm. But people that I went on YouTube, and I saw reviews from actually people that like enjoy roguelikes and actually like those types of games, they love it.
Yeah,
gotcha. Eights and nines and tens, you know?
If this is your first roguelike, a roguelike can be daunting, man.
Okay, so this game...
You're supposed to die. Literally, part of the code is you dying a shit ton.
So this game, the game starts off, and there's like an owl. I think it was an owl, and he comes up and he's like, hey, you are the hero of Ditto, and you have to go find the sword of Ditto, and you're supposed to save Ditto. Mm-hmm. And so you go, you get the sword, and he tells you there's this bad boss called I think her name's Momo. She's like this witch, and she's really crazy, and the story starts, and you die. Like, automatically. You fight her. Yeah. They just throw you in the main, the last battle, and just, boom, dead. And you're like, what the fuck? And then another person, and then the new hero spawns 100 years later. 100 years pass, and they're like, I am, you know, the new fucking hero or whatever. And I think I read that you can actually beat her the first time if you're actually, like, a good, like, really, really good, and you get the mechanics. I think you can beat her the first time. The game could actually last 10 minutes, I think. But,
that's what I was telling you about the other ones. I mean, that's a good roguelike. If you can beat the game without any of the bells and whistles.
But. Yeah. No, but the battle was just fucking hard, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then another thing.
Sekiro, go fuck yourself. Play Sword of Ditto if you want some challenging.
But no, so the game plays, you know, you die 100 years past, you know, and Momo's like, she's running the shit, you know, she's making everyone fucking, that was her right there. She's destroying everything, and she's just, you know, she's destroying the land, and, you know, you have to, whatever, you continue, you get skills. The skills here, you get weapons, you get armor. There, you get stickers. You put a sticker on your helmet. You put a sticker on your sword. You put a sticker on your armor that gives you plus 10 health. That gives you plus whatever. So those are the little attributes you get. You get them from stickers. You have a bunch of little like gadgets. You get like a little Nerf gun. You get a kazoo. And that just little things are cute. You know, they're really cute. But that's the bad guy right there. And it's really. You die a lot. The game is hard. You need the dodge mechanic is like the dodge roll mechanic that they have. You really have to use that. And here's the cool thing about it. The land changes. So you start the game. You get all these skills. You get coins. You start buying stuff. Everything you buy, all the little stickers you get, those save. You get to keep those, which is cool. And but when you die and you come back, 100 years later, the new hero, the land changes. So you see the destruction that Moan was causing.
Every time
you die, it gets...
It's 100 more years?
Yeah, it's 100 years.
Wow.
So it's the land... So Ditto keeps...
So the more you die, the worse it gets?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, and then
you
it gets...
You better step your game up, man.
It gets to the point where... Well, I was going to do it on purpose because I wanted to see what exactly was happening.
Sure you did, buddy.
I was totally dying on purpose, guys. I swear to God. but... It got to the point, this was so cool. The villagers at first try to help you.
Yeah.
They give you missions. They're like, we have to destroy Momo. Is there Momo? Dude, by like, I don't think it was like sixth time that I died.
Yeah.
I mean, on purpose. People like, stopped giving a fuck about you.
Yeah.
They were just another hero?
Yeah.
What's up, bro?
Awesome, man. I'm going to check this out.
Just hurry up and die already.
We got to get family share going.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
So this game is $20. Damn.
Yeah. Dude, I think it's worth it. Yeah, so I really think it's worth it.
The other game that I was thinking of that maybe might be... Yeah, it's called It'll Do. And this was made by Ludosity. And they're the same ones that made Card City Nights. And the animation style, I can totally see the difference now. It's definitely not exactly the same.
But
this one's more like your Legend of Zelda type game. So maybe that might be better for you.
And that's what Ray's saying. That like, when you see this, you think Zelda, and you expect Zelda.
Yeah.
And they're not ready
for
it. That sucks.
Sequel.
Could you imagine you spent all that time on... sort of Ditto,
and then you just die.
As the creators, and then you're getting shit for like making a roguelike.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you made a bad roguelike, you know.
It's because these guys did such a great job with their animations and their art style.
Looks great.
It catches your eye. You watch it and you're like, oh my god! And you look and you watch just random gameplay, and you hear roguelike. A lot of people don't know what a roguelike is, and they just go, it's Zelda, but you know, you die and you start again, whatever. No, it's not. You fucking die.
And then not just that, but after six deaths, the villagers are like, hey, fuck you, bro.
Dude, it gets to the point where the villagers start worshiping Momo as their god. Shit. It's so good. It's so cute. And it goes from the buildings being nice to the buildings being destroyed. It doesn't get harder. Just the world changes. And, you know, it's, the humor's really good. The conversations they have with people are really good. It's really funny. Really good little cute humor.
Is there actually voice dialogue or is it all like text bubbles?
No, it's all text bubbles. Okay. It's all text bubbles. And it's co-op. So that's really cool. But it's co-op.
How many players?
Two players.
Cool.
But it's,
a local and online co-op.
Yeah. So you can totally play this together. Oh, wait, no. Dude, the reason I have this game, it was free on Twitch in December.
Shit, that sucks.
So I got it on the Twitch launcher app. So if you guys have Twitch and you're like me that every week goes on and clicks on the little crown on Twitch and just gets all the free stuff, you might have sort of Ditto. You don't even know. Check your Twitch app, download it, check it. You might have that game already. The game's really fun. It's a really cool roguelike. If you're not a huge fan of roguelikes, like it's too extreme, like the way Emilio likes them, way too extreme, way too fucking much. This, if you like Zelda, give this game a shot. It's really cool.
Cool. So I didn't have any time to play games because I went on a vacation this week. But I had maybe 3 hours to play games this week, and the one that I chose was Far Cry New Dawn. It could have been The Division, but the thing is, I feel about The Division is it's so involved. even to start a game, I feel like it takes 10 minutes just to start playing. And a lot of the times I only have half an hour to play. So there goes a third of my gaming time, you know, because it's so involved. Not to say it's bad, but that's all. And Far Cry, you could just jump in and within 2 minutes, you're already killing bad guys. Besides that, what else? So there's these scouts out in the streets, in the mean streets, and you can just go up and just talk to them and they'll give you a quest or tell you something on the map that isn't obvious. And so this guy's like, hey, man, I saw some guys and they were moving some loot around. And then he fell over and I looked down and there was a badger on his dick. And he was like, ah, and the badger's fucking eating his dick. Dude, got him right in the crotch.
Wait, you see that in the game?
Yeah. This isn't scripted.
Is this like a cutscene, or is this?
No, this is not scripted.
This is totally this off is the script.
Totally off script. There's a guy walking around in the street, right? Dirt road.
You I see a guy's dick being eaten by a badger.
No, he got bit in the crotch, right between the legs. But it wasn't, it was non-scripted. Did you see the penis? No.
How big was it?
He had jeans on.
Oh.
He was black. I'm guessing that's why he went for the. So, how do I phrase this? There's a comma somewhere in here. I beat the badger off his dick. I don't beat his badger. Okay,
Badger.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so the badger goes away, and he's dead. So, well, dying. So I resuscitate him or whatever, you know, the like just how you pick up friends in other games. And he gets back up, and he goes, wow. He goes, what's he say? He goes, where was I? You know, just like nothing had happened. Right? Nothing big, significant. And he's like, where was I? And I was like, he starts to tell you again. Yeah, so I saw these guys moving these crates. Fucking wolf right up the ass. Takes him down. He goes down again. I kill the wolf. I get him back up. And then finally he tells me the whole thing. So just that's the really unscripted cool. Mayhem that happens in this game. What is the other one? Oh, there's mutated things now. I finally found my first... I fought a mutated buffalo. Holy shit, man. That was a tough fight. And it's not even a boss encounter or anything. They're just out in the wild, you know, way harder than any animal in any Far Cry before. So that's really cool. What else? Oh, one more little tiny thing, just with the comedy in this game. I commandeered a vehicle because, you know, there's a guy, another random guy driving down the road. I needed a car. I pulled my gun on him, but he's a friendly, but I stepped in front of his vehicle and he goes, yeah, I pretty much figured someone was going to steal this car eventually. And then he just gives you the car, but he already knew that it was going to come anyway, because it was a little too sweet of a ride for a regular NPC. It'll keep you giggling. It's a fun game. I'm going to keep going.
Far Cry. I haven't played one in a while. still going to finish two.
My trip was to Las Vegas and then the Grand Canyon.
How was that, by the way? I saw some pictures. Looked really cool.
Yeah. This is my first time going to Las Vegas as like a family. This is the first time like I took a kid. So it was completely different.
Oh, man. No drugs?
No drugs. Damn. There was a night there where I was
How do you not do cocaine? I'm joking.
No, I know. And so.
No roofies?
Nothing.
A rooftop?
No,
and then you lost Mila for like 3 days.
I wish.
And you're chasing and you're trying to find her.
And she comes back level 5. Dude, all fucking, I barely survived. So yeah, we did the family shit. You know, we went to M&M World and we saw some shows. And I'd always wanted to see the shows, but I was too busy getting fucked up all the time. So we went and saw Cirque du Soleil Mystery. Mystere or whatever. It was cool. It was really good. The little girl really liked it. It definitely worth $100 or whatever you pay. It's, you know, it's one of these better shows that you'll see.
Ticket?
Yeah, a ticket.
Oh.
And then I got to the point where I was like, okay, what else are we going to do? We might as well see the best one there is, right? And
the Michael Jackson one?
No. The highest review one is the Love by the Beatles.
Yeah, everyone loves that one.
So I went and go,
because everyone's scared of the Michael Jackson one, because it's like a hologram, right?
I don't know. So it was $140 a ticket for just like middle seating. I was like, shit. So I was like, I'll be right back. And I went and won $400 in like 10 minutes. And I was like, let's go. So nice. That was pretty cool. So we went, and it might be the best live show I've ever seen in my whole life.
Damn.
Like I got choked up, dude. It was so good.
Really?
It was amazing. It's one of the best things ever. The combination of light, sound, motion, and action is just, it's fucking ridiculous. Amazing. I don't know what else to say. Definitely worth the money. And then after that, we went to, this is all in a trailer too. Like I'm all new to trailing life now that I have the Airstream. So, you know, we were spending $30 a night to hook up at a trailer park as opposed to $300 a night to stay at Aria, you know, which has saved us a lot of money, but we still spent like $2,000 in Vegas. And then we went to the Grand Canyon, and it is a Grand Canyon. Like when you get there, it's like a big hole in the ground. It's exactly what you think it is, right? And so I was like, wow, you know, it's fucking awesome. Cool. Glad I got to see that. And then they have that skywalk thing that
that looks really cool. About.
And I was like, okay, that's definitely a gimmick. It probably only goes out a few. No, that motherfucker goes out like 30 feet, dude. It's very rare that I get scared of things ever. I'm not scared of heights. It's just like, whatever. My balls were in my stomach, dude, walking on that thing. You're walking on glass. You can look 4,000. To put in perspective, the tallest building in the world, the one in Dubai, fits underneath the skywalk.
Oh, wow. And then with
extra hundreds of feet.
Dude.
Yeah. So that's how far you're looking down. It's like if you were standing on the tippity tip of that fucking Dubai building.
Damn.
And looking down.
Skywalk.
Yeah. That's so awesome. I was walking, you know, really slowly. And
I love it. We Google skywalk and it goes, some dude just fell off it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He died a day before we got there.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He didn't die off of the
skywalk. No, it wasn't on the skywalk. Yeah, but right if you read, the article, it's all these fucking idiots who are using the little selfie stick and like getting right on the edge and then falling to their death.
Wow.
Yeah.
And two people died.
You're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. It's a selfie. It's pretty much just natural selection.
It's literally the biggest hole in the ground and in the world and you fell in it.
Dude, the last time I was at the Grand Canyon, I saw people doing the exact same thing. And it's always the older people. You think it'd be like the little kids, like a selfie. No, it's always like these really old people and they don't look too stable to begin with. Like they're having trouble just walking on their own and then they want to get right on the ledge and take a picture. Like that doesn't seem right.
Yeah. And these glass panels, one of them had cracked. And so it was like,
oh shit, really?
It was like, you don't walk this way. So you could only do half the circle and then go inside and then come out the other half circle. Cause it was at the very tippy tip. And I was like, why haven't they replaced that? He's like, oh, cause the panel's called $50,000 each. And, they didn't have any ready to go. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, what's keeping the rest of them from cracking? He's like, haha. Like, all
right. Don't they have these crazy panels? I've seen videos on YouTube of people have these crazy glass panels that can take AK bullets at like point blank range.
So one of the best views I've ever seen, if not the best. But then they take you to the second viewpoint. It's an Indian reservation, so they control everything. You can't drive to the Grand Canyon, at least not from the West Point. You can't just drive up to the edge and look at it. You have to.
You can't?
No, you have
Wait,
to,
what?
Yeah, you have to pay the Indians to put you on the Indian bus, and then they take you to.
It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing. You been there, Bobby?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I went just a couple of years ago.
Oh, cool. Did you go to the same one I did?
I think you meant
Native American. No, I went to the South Rim. Because I've been to the North Rim before, but never to the South Rim. North Rim's better.
Yeah, Native American.
Oh, really? Because South Rim is where they take all the pictures, I mean, all the movies are usually shot in the South Rim. Hmm. I mean, at least that's what I was told. Anyway, super scary, worth the $20 extra to get on the skywalk. Definitely.
Oh,
But Guano Point is the second one. Yeah, Guano, like batshit.
Like batshit? That's from Ventura?
They used to mine it there. And that's mine? Much. Yeah, mine batshit.
Why do you eat it?
No, it's like one of the best burning fuels, I think. Oh, well, back in the day.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah. Guano Point's much better views, much, much better views. And, probably the best view I've ever seen in my life. So a lot of firsts this trip. I really had a good time.
Oh my God.
Dude. See, imagine being there and then you see some like 500 pound dude just come walking out. Like, how freaked out would you be? Like, holy shit.
Usually on shit like this, like if I'm on a Ferris wheel or something, I'll shake the thing, stuff like that. Like I thought about jumping to scare people or scare Sam. No. I was so scared.
You wouldn't jump on that?
I wouldn't scared. No.
Have you seen that video when they're in China? And
it doesn't help that there's a cracked glass right next to me.
Oh, my God. I would totally jump.
You say that. I don't know, man.
I don't know. I might jump. Not off.
guys. Not off. Just on the glass. There's a video because they have like something similar in China in one of these mountains.
Oh yeah.
And but the video, but the instead of it being glass, it's like a video. So as you're walking, the glass cracks on purpose. The video cracks.
Oh my god!
And so people are walking. The people, you see a guy just like hold on to the ledge and just holding on to it. It looks so cool.
Oh
they
my
just fuck
god.
With people. It's so good.
That's funny.
I've never been to the Grand Canyon. I want to go, and I want to see shows in Vegas, man. I've never seen any shows in Vegas. I want to see the Michael Jackson one.
Are they still going to show that after?
I don't know, man. Actually, Daniel Tosh is an amazing, not amazing joke because it might be very offensive to some people, but it's like if you go to the Michael Jackson show and you pay an extra $100, you actually have Michael Jackson's hologram mess with your kid.
Oh my God.
But I know that show's still going. I actually just checked right now. Michael Jackson 1 is still on.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's a huge production value. They're not going to just stop doing it.
Yeah, but yeah. You never know.
Shows
dude.
Are like a big deal in Vegas.
You never know. As long as the hologram doesn't rape your kid, we're good, right?
Yeah. We didn't. Which brings us to Love, Death, and Robots. I think I brought it up last week, but I'll just talk about it again. I think it's the best thing on Netflix right now.
Yeah, you brought it up.
Fucking awesome. It's a bunch of little vignettes, 9 to 20 minutes long. There's probably like 30 of them.
It's outside, boo.
And, oh, there's dick and pussy in each one of them.
Ooh.
So it's very hard to get away from the profanity dick. In this one.
Pussy.
Which that, sometimes, you know, it's like, oh, okay, it's kind of refreshing. They put a dick in there. And sometimes it's like, what? They just put the dick in there. Put a dick in there.
It's kind of refreshing.
Well, yeah, you never see dick.
Who thinks that?
Me.
Hey, dude, that's kind of
there's not enough frontal male nudity in movies, according to Julio.
It's true.
It's all about equality,
and
man.
Usually
representation.
When they, and usually when they show a dick, it's almost always for comedic value, like in regular movies.
Mm-hmm.
Not in this. In this, it's just like, oh, that guy's dying and he's naked, so of course his dick's going to be flopping around.
Oh man! I'll let you know the real stakes.
One last thing on Vegas. I know if you haven't been there, or whatever. I did not have a bad bite to eat. I mean, everything was fucking stellar. Every single thing that I ate.
Yeah,
everything that I did. I mean, it's just a great place.
Yeah,
and the only weird thing is taking
Vegas,
a kid.
Vegas is surprisingly cheap too.
Well, if you want it to be, especially if you go to North Vegas.
North Vegas.
Old Vegas.
Vegas.
Yeah. Like, old downtown. Downtown Vegas.
That's the place to gamble too, by the way.
Like downtown Vegas.
Circus and North is all like cheap.
No, because SLS is actually north of they're actually starting to build a lot of hotels and casinos. I mean a lot of Latinos
I drove past it. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's becoming a thing now, all the way up to the SLS, which dude, if you guys are ever Go to Vegas, man. A lot of people we have overseas, go to Vegas.
Bobby, it's 2:20. Do you want a break here?
Yeah, we can take a break and do the giveaways.
Okay. Are we doing it now?
Yeah.
Because I just posted right now on the Instagram. On the Discord, hey, you got a couple minutes.
That's fine. Okay. So we're breaking from the podcast, not from everybody else. Stick around.
Yeah.
And all right. Break.
All right. And we're back. Congratulations to Warconius winning the Twitch giveaway.
Marconius. I love how Mobius is on Discord, and he's like, that's just rigged. It was rigged.
Patreon winners were Swan and David, also known as Neo Reloaded. So all those three people will be receiving a copy of Sekiro.
Second up.
If you don't get it right away, fucking just message the hell out of me. I'm terrible at these things.
Yeah.
But we have them ready to go. I have codes ready to go.
Yeah, we got the codes.
So contact Ender's Logic about that if he doesn't get to you first. And so we're going to be doing this a lot more. We're going to be doing a lot more giveaways on Twitch. So for our Patreons, we're going to be giving away at least one AAA title a month for the Patreons that are like, what, $2 and up?
Mm-hmm.
And so make sure that you're a Patreon. That'll get you in the running for that. Those will be like the AAA titles. And then for our Twitch subscribers, we'll be doing giveaways too, probably once a month. But, you know, maybe like those $20 games, you know, like the ones we mention on the radar. Like a lot
of more on the indie side.
Yeah. But good,
good
games.
But not good memes. Games. Not yeah. Memes. Yeah. I'm not going to pick that 199 game that we played last week.
I'm thinking sort of did.
They win the link to Nitro type.
sort of ditto, Oberdin, things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There, almost every month game. There's two really good $20 games.
Yeah, there always but, is, man.
And we're always like, ooh, $20.
Yeah. All right. So congrats to those winners. I guess it's time for news.
We already covered the top one.
Yeah. A lot of Borderlands 3 news this week. So
yeah.
First up, the one everyone's talking about, Borderlands 3 is going to be an Epic Store exclusive game for the first six
and
months.
You know what sucks? Cheese not here to just like, bah!
Yeah. Yeah. So you could kind of tell this was going to happen even before because Randy Pitchford was on Twitter just already doing damage control, just saying like, hey, I buy games from everywhere. I buy games for anyone. I don't think exclusives are bad if they're reasonable, like 6 months. And then conveniently it's announced that, oh, 6 month exclusive for Borderlands 3. So we kind of saw that coming. But
Bobby, can you click on the link? Somebody put a graphic together of why Steam is superior. And it's kind of like what you have thought. I don't think we need to go through the whole list, but here you go.
Okay, yeah, like the yes and no's. Okay,
I'm just going to go with the yeses for Steam.
Okay.
Third-party keys, account sharing, achievements, big picture mode, broadcasting.
I don't know if that's a big yes, though. Broadcasting, come on.
But it's there.
Okay, sure.
But yeah. Because
I think
I'll be gaming, and you can just go on and watch me game.
People
and,
do that to me.
Yeah.
A couple times a month.
I feel violated.
Chi com spying. I'm thinking that means China com spying, but I don't know.
Oh, so they're saying that.
There's that talk that the Epic Store, because it's.
They sell your information.
Partially funded by Tencent, right?
Yeah. There's some sketchy shit.
Cloud save, again, on the yeses. Cloud saves, cross platform account connection, curation, you know, just going down all the list. There's like 10 or 20 more. Down there, and then on the right side, it's all no's for almost all of it. But apparently, they do refunds now on Epic Store, so that's a big one.
So you can also look Epic. The Epic Launcher has a roadmap. Man, everyone's got a roadmap. We should get a roadmap. We should have a DLG official roadmap. I don't know what the hell we put on there, but
no, we should because I like roadmaps.
Roadmaps are great.
Mm-hmm.
All about the roadmaps these days. Mm-hmm. But
sure.
The if you look at the Epic Store roadmap, like a lot of these things are coming, especially the most important things like cloud saves and shopping carts, and
they're just starting. Which
they don't have a shopping cart.
No, they don't have a shopping cart.
You have to buy them individually.
Yeah, but there's not that many games on there.
I love the picture.
They don't have DLC support yet.
Someone posted a picture on our Discord saying, you know, like, oh, you know, let's have consoles have their war or whatever, you know. And now it's PC having their war now.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Fighting over titles, we have exclusivity, which is something we've never really dealt with.
It's a different kind of exclusivity, though.
Yeah, because you can still get it.
You can still play it.
It's just like...
Just don't be a dick and you can go get it. Well,
It's a few extra steps and it's a minor inconvenience. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I can understand where people are coming from. Really, at this point, I don't care anymore. You know, I always bring this up. If anyone was around when Steam first came out, nobody liked Steam. Everybody was super pissed.
We hated it.
I loved it.
No.
Yes.
When you went to Counter-Strike 1.6, you loved it.
Yeah.
And then everyone was just like, wait, why do I need to load up this software so I can play my games?
Oh, I loved it. I thought it was super cool.
And well, you didn't have to punch in IPs anymore.
No more IPs. The friend list was fucking legit as fuck. I loved that.
All right.
Legit as fuck.
All right.
So you guys know. That's what I think.
Overall, it was not popular.
I did like that gunmetal color that they first came out with.
The green. It looked really good. I thought it was cool. And I loved how they actually changed the menu from looking really fucking old school to like, hey, you know what? I feel like it's a different game. And you just load it up. And it's like, oh, it's still the same fucking 1.5, 1.6 kind of stuff.
So, I mean, when we're a year from now, I think is a good time to really assess these two. Like they've got a year to get it together and then we'll see where the Epic launcher is there. Regardless, I don't know. I think overall this might be a good thing though, because it's going to kind of light a fire under Steam's ass. You know, they have competition now, which they've never had before. They've never had competition. Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see.
I'm kind of up Epic side on this. Not that I don't like Steam and Steam is still better, but you know, I'm going for the guys that are trying. I feel like Steam hasn't been trying for a long time. Yeah. So
I can understand that.
And this is why competition is good.
So, I mean, you and I both said that we were interested in Borderlands 3. Are you going to wait 6 months to get it on Steam?
Fuck no.
I don't think I will either.
Yeah. The other thing, I don't see it anywhere here, Bobby, but they announced the 4 Vault Hunters.
Yeah, that was on there, but it wasn't linked correctly, so I didn't have a link for it, but I'll look it up right now. So
okay, cool. And I would like to read through these. Borderlands 3 is huge for me, guys, so stick with me while we get to September.
Do we have a release date yet?
September is all I know.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, what is it, September? I don't know, somewhere in February is when Steam gets it or whatever.
Yeah, it's going to be like March.
Yeah. Okay, so Moe's is the gunner. There should be a little description, Bobby. This is not the one that I saw. Here we go. So Amara the Siren. Well, no.
What exactly are you looking for?
It was like a brief description of each one.
Oh, of each one? Okay.
Yeah. Maybe that one. Yeah, that was it. Right there. That's the one. Okay, so Moe's is the gunner. When Moe's needs backup, she destructs her mech, Iron Bear, for a sucker punch of additional firepower. So I don't know if she rides her mech or the mech is running around behind her, kind of like the Mechromancer, but I have no idea. Amara is the one that you see a lot in the trailer. She's the Indian, like from India, kind of looking person, kind of like, what's her name? From Overwatch, but anyway, she's the siren, which means kind of like the psychic powered one, and she can like make fists around her and punch with them. So a confident, capable brawler with the ability to summon ethereal fists. Amara uses her siren powers to smash her enemies. And then there's a guy called Flack with a 4 for an A, so it looks like he's a gamer. He's the Beastmaster right there. As soon as I see Beastmaster, I'm in. That's it. That's my guy. Lives for the hunt, so do the loyal beasts that follow their master's every command. They're preferred prey, unsuspecting bandits, and poor suckers. But I feel like, I don't know, it says like maybe you can summon different kind of things, kind of like a WoW hunter. Hmm. Hopefully, that'd be awesome. I love pet classes. What?
Try now. How cold it is.
How much beers do you have? You brought a 6-pack. Where'd these come from?
There's more beer.
Oh, I know that. Now I'm drunk on whiskey.
About a 12-pack.
Oh, much better.
Yeah, right? It's so good.
Yeah, it's much better.
It's so good.
How much is a 6-pack?
$6.99.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah.
And then Zane is the operative. I guess this would be like a sniping class. Specializing in battlefield gadgetry, or maybe like an engineer. Zane is extremely proficient in slipping into combat, creating chaos, sneaking back. Maybe like a rogue. But anyway, doesn't matter. It's fucking Borderlands.
September 13th.
I'm already...
September 13th, man. I'm going to play it, but I'm going to play Borderlands 2. Like, probably next week or the week after, I think.
Let me know before you start, and I want to join you.
Should that be my homework? I've never played it.
You can't assign your own homework.
I assigned myself homework, and that game looks cool, so I'm going to play that one.
Borderlands 2. It's been a while.
Oh, on our notes, we don't have the homework section, though.
Oh, and I've been wanting to play. You bought New Dawn.
I didn't buy it, actually. I should buy it now.
Well, no,
because I was asking people, should I buy the one with... and then I never did it. Actually, someone replied.
You have a lot on your plate, man. You work 40 hours a week?
Huh?
You work 40 hours a week?
45.
And you try to get all this gaming into?
Because I get home. Well, like, for the last 2 weeks, I get off work at 4. I'm at the gym at 4:45. I'm there till 6, get home, shower, and then...
What is Super Dragon Ball Heroes?
I'm sure it doesn't compare to the other one, dude. World Mission?
What is that?
All right, back to On the Radar.
Oh, what is that, a card game? No,
it looks like a track and field game to me. I don't know what it is. Track and field game.
What is that? Dude, I'm a huge... Oh, it's a card game? Wait, what?
It probably sucks, dude. If it was good, you would have heard about it already.
No, because Dragon Ball... Dude, not even for Dragon Ball Z Fighters, it was like a huge thing. But the game is one of the best fighters ever.
Thanks for bringing me a fucking beer, dude.
Well, motherfucker, I don't know.
So where are they?
and they were in the freezer.
Did you hide them under my pillow?
They're in Jocko's doghouse. No, but they were in the freezer. So they're in now they're in the regular fridge.
We're nowhere near as drunk as we usually are at this
point. No, we're not. No, I actually know what I'm saying right now.
Yeah, me too.
I will actually remember this episode, and then Bobby will not be mad at us.
All right, so Borderlands 3, new Vault Hunters, and Steam are Epic Store exclusive. April Fool's Day happened before the last episode, but it also happened after we recorded, so we weren't able to talk about the usual things that...
Hey, wasn't April Fool's on Monday? It was after the episode, dude.
No, we recorded on Sunday.
I know, so April Fool's was on Monday.
Yeah, then April Fool's happened, and then the episode was released Tuesday. Oh,
I thought you said April Fool's was the day before the episode, but we didn't talk about
The episode aired.
That's the day. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So when we recorded, we couldn't talk about all the things that all the tech companies do. They've always got their little gags that they do. I didn't see anything on Netflix this year. Usually they have something. But last year's didn't go so well, so maybe that was why. I looked through all these. PC Gamer has a pretty good roundup on their site. It's called the April Fool's Day 2019 Roundup. Probably the best one I saw. I don't know. My favorite was the Game Launcher. Who did that one?
The Game Launcher? Launch Corsair. You passed it.
Was that a Corsair? Oh, yeah. The Game Launcher.
We at Corsair believe that things should work better together. But one thing that's never worked well together are game launchers. Normally, a PC gamer would have to install over a dozen different game launchers just to play the games they love. That's why we at Corsair are proud to introduce a legendary new step in game launching technology. We call it the Corsair Game Launcher Launcher. Now all your game launchers can be found in a single, unified digital distribution platform.
That's pretty
good.
We've
been in touch with some of the brightest minds on Reddit. And with their help,
brightest minds on Reddit. That's so good.
Oh! All these different platforms easier than ever.
Party foul. Party foul on the meal site.
It wasn't open.
Yeah, but now you... Are you going to open that? Are you going to open that beer?
I'm going to open it and see how far I can
do. I think that one's frozen.
Just shotgun.
I think the one you dropped is frozen.
Just stab it in the side with your knife and shotgun it.
Oh, no. The one you dropped was frozen. Or I think you dropped it and it got frozen. That's how cold they are.
That's how cold I am, baby.
Oh, what the fuck? Well, how's that sexy?
I don't know. Cold as ice.
All right. Since Amelia's joining us, I'll bring him up to speed. So we're talking about the April Fool's Roundup from all the different game and tech companies. So the one that I wanted to highlight was the Corsair one from Corsair's Game Launcher. So all your game launchers in one convenient location, which maybe that's not such a wild idea.
There was somebody on Reddit trying to make one. Like a real one.
That's why they say on the video, the brightest minds on Reddit.
Oh, yeah. That's a subreddit.
That's cool.
Let's see.
The Anthem one was funny. I think it was Anthem put, oh, we're actually the Division or something like that. So people can be.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Yeah.
And then Division was like, you know what? Fuck it. We're Anthem. Let's help you guys out.
So Sniper Elite was making a visual novel romance game.
Oh, wow. You
see here where Springfield Coon. He's got a teardrop on the Springfield. that's pretty good. That's pretty good. What other good ones were? Okay, what was this one? Oh, this was the personal assistant. So NVIDIA had like a personal assistant. That one was all right.
Elon Musk tweeted out the first thing that morning.
Oh, he had a song or something.
It was a song about a memorial to Harambe.
I thought that was like wasn't that a while ago? That seems.
Yeah,
he's a weird guy, man.
He is really weird.
Thank God for him, but yeah.
Yeah, what else here?
What's that Final Fantasy 14 assistant? What is that? Omega.
Let's hear. Let's listen to this.
Yeah, I want
to
hear that.
Kids opening a box came to his door.
What is it?
Something very special.
It's an old dude.
This is Omega.
Wow. What's it for?
It's an ancient primal being of unimaginable power. It's for thousands of years. And it's a smart speaker, too. Omega, what was the score to the Warriors game last night?
Games are for the weak. Combat is the only chance for victory or defeat.
What?
114 to 98.
And then it gives you the score.
Hey Omega, why do we have muscles?
Muscles are used by organic beings to run away from battle.
Why?
Because organic beings are weak and fearful.
Why?
Because they are inferior.
Why?
Omega, play romantic music.
That's cool.
Just reminds me of all the Alexa videos.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's what they're...
So that's kind of what the Ron one was from NVIDIA. I thought that one was okay.
So Ron did the same joke.
It was up four, Bobby.
I don't know if it's worth watching, but okay. I'm just scrolling through to see if there's any...
Oh, though there was this one game.
What did Warhammer Vermintide say? You asked for it. Down.
Gets a songbook.
This is Spartan Gorikson.
What?
Introducing his debut songbook.
Where did we come from?
Featuring his best songs.
You know what's funny about that is they only had to call their voice actor.
Yeah.
Do like, hey, can you do this? Yeah. Didn't cost them much to do this.
So the Rainbow Six Siege one, I'm not sure if that was an actual...
It was an April Fool's joke, but it's not an April Fool's joke because they just added unicorns to the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they had this whole little...
Doom one, Bobby?
It was just an image. It was Bob Ross image.
Oh,
nice.
Oh, Bob Ross.
The joy of slaying.
Cat versus dog, what's that? League of Legends.
I mean, some of these April Fool's jokes they actually put inside the game. You know, I think Heroes of the Storm did this... Like their first year where they're still in beta, they had a big head mode. So all the players have like these really large bobbleheads.
Let me kill the whole thing and go back to On the Radar. Have you guys heard of League Auto Chess?
No.
No? Nobody?
No. I've heard of the Dota one, which now has its own category in Twitch now, which is probably a good move.
So,
Auto what?
Chess? Auto chess, yeah.
Like chess?
League of Legends auto chess, yeah. So, Chad's addicted to it right now. He says he can't play any other game. My nephew plays it nonstop as well. But it's a mod, so it's not like in the public eye that much. But
so it's not made by Riot? It's not like an official mode?
I don't believe so.
Someone probably just copied Dota auto chess, right? And applied it to League, I'm guessing,
yeah.
Well, what's auto chess?
I don't know either.
I didn't play it.
I saw my nephew streaming it a little bit.
What is it?
If you look at it, here, let me bring up.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Well, let's bring up the League one. Let's take a look at it. League Auto Chess. Auto Chess and League. Win League players. Yeah, see, I'm not seeing too much on it. Let's look at Dota Auto Chess.
I might be wrong. Maybe it is Dota Auto Chess.
Yeah, maybe that's what you're talking about. Because
it's just chess.
It's kind of like chess, but with Dota characters. But
and then they just fight each other.
Yeah, I think you set up your crew, and then it just plays out. And that's it. So it's more about the way you put your
hence crew the auto
together.
Part.
Yeah.
And then just start fighting automatically. Start doing the random skills, random
it's
whatever.
It's all about, like, I would say it's a deck building game.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the Rainbow Six Siege, looking very glittery, very pink there.
That's cool. That's really neat.
Are those real skins?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, that's so sick.
It's the whole thing.
The little cameras.
It's like Nyan Cat. It's like Nyan Cat. It's always missing. I swear.
This one was pretty good. So the Asus ROG Swift 360.
That makes so much sense that they would make that. Because right now, I'm on the market for a new monitor.
What is it? I don't get it.
You'll see.
You'll see.
All right. So it's a screen that goes all the way around 360 degrees of a swivel chair sold separately.
Pre-order the Swift chair too. That's so cool.
The Razer Ping one. People said they didn't like this one. I heard it wasn't as popular, but I thought it was kind of funny. So it's like a ping system
for
real
life. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I would ping shit all the time.
Fuck yeah.
I would ping stuff all the time.
That's an app already.
If you had...
Somebody's working on that already.
I mean, that's not an app.
Dude.
That's not a thing. That's not going to happen. Yo, let's totally do an app. Let's do an app with ping system.
You know, there was actually a service called Ping a long time ago by Apple. It was their music service long, long time ago. Nobody used it.
Why does this happen?
Hey, chat, I feel like we don't hit our stride until halfway in the podcast. Is that because I'm drunk? Or because we actually hit our stride halfway through the podcast?
No, actually,
answers below.
When we started, there was like 25, 30 people on, I think, earlier today. I don't remember. There was a lot of people. And then we just kept talking, and then they hated us.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're here for the
And then we got Cheetos. Drunk, and they came back.
And we ran out of Cheetos.
All right, last bit of news here. Valve's anti-review bomb measures strip 4,000 negative reviews from Borderlands 1 and 2. So the story before this was that people were upset about Borderlands not coming to Steam at the same time as the Epic launcher. You having trouble with the
There's little blue pills that help for that.
I think it's underneath Viagra, bro. I don't know.
Mine does that, too. It's a little droopy. Yeah.
If you guys ever want to donate some Cialis for these mic...
Where a mic stands.
There we go. All right, good.
Yeah, just don't touch it.
I think I just had to struggle.
No, touch it more.
I had to struggle a little bit, and then it just got hard enough for it to... All right, continue.
So people review bombed Borderlands 1 and 2 because Borderlands 3 was going to be an Epic Store exclusive. So... Valve had already talked about this thing that they were going to do, and I guess because of the whole Borderlands situation, they just went ahead and implemented it. So it's this way of detecting when people are review bombing, and then they just negate the reviews. You can still go and see them, but it's automatically unchecked by default. So this article, which is on PC Gamer, is just...
I'm sorry, Bobby.
...about that.
I didn't understand. It's already unchecked? Does that mean you do or do not see?
No, by default, you go to a page and Steam is already filtered out all the negative reviews from review bombing. You can opt into that. Yeah. You can go in and
but read those reviews. It actually knows which reviews are like just that they know it's a review bomb.
It does it by a time window. So I guess there's a possibility that legit reviews could.
Yeah.
That's the problem with that's the problem with us having so many. I mean, it's good to have competition, but having so many different social media platforms is you don't really see the uproar on things from one place, except for like Steam, where you see it all in one place.
I kind of feel like this is misdirected, though, because it's like, okay, we are upset because this game is not coming to Steam, so we're going to review bomb the old games that nobody's really looking into or playing these. I mean, they're still playing it, but not really buying it.
How else are they going to be heard as one voice?
I don't know, but...
Yeah.
What does that really do? I mean, they review bomb one thing and then...
It does things. Steam had to change their...
I mean, PC Gamer wrote an article about it. That's about the most notoriety it's going to get.
Have they all wrote emails?
But this isn't going to change anything.
2K could have just ignored all of it. No, it's not going to...
Well, they're still going to ignore all of it. That's the thing.
It might change things in the future.
You know what's crazy, though? It's the power of Reddit, what it does.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, Reddit's someone made one fucking post on the subreddit, and that was it. Mm-hmm. And they had 4,000 plus negative reviews on Borderlands 1 and 2, which is understandable. I get it. The main thing I don't like about Epic is that a new friend list, a new...
Yeah.
I think it's not that big of a deal.
How many
friends do you have on Steam? You have so many.
Yeah, but podcast history. I mean, so, all right, now I'm thinking about different things. But when I got my Pixel 2, they sent me an adapter because they knew most people are going over from Apple. So it was an Apple to fucking Pixel adapter. And that just comes no matter what. They don't know what phone you used to have, but they know so many people were jumping from Apple to their thing that it came with an adapter. So,
you know what's crazy?
So
There's more people jumping. Okay, so people that go from Apple to Android is a bunch, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's more. So and then people that go from Android to Apple, right?
Probably never.
No, it happens. So it's actually more people that go from Android to Apple, stay on Apple, then people then go to Android, they end up going back to Apple.
That sounds like you're reading Apple Today, dude.
No, anyway.
Has nothing to do with my argument. What I'm saying is Epic should have...
Apple's better.
Epic should have a import your friends list.
Yeah.
Option or whatever. It's probably against...
It'd be really smart.
Yeah. Hmm. It's probably not that easy. Obviously, they would have done it.
Do you see them really getting that big or really?
Yes, dude. They're making smart moves and Steam is making zero moves.
But then, I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal to the point where it's just going to be, I'm going to have both. That's it. I'm going to have both because now Steam has to be like, all right, let's get some fucking exclusives. And then Steam will have exclusives. Epic will have exclusives. And it's just going to be like, I'm going to be jumping from fucking launcher to launcher. And it's just going to make it hard on us.
I don't know if Steam will ever have exclusives. I mean, I guess they kind of have because people have only released on Steam, but not because Steam really sought them out.
But now they have to.
Do they, though? Steam is so lethargic. I can't see them going out of their way to do anything like
that. I don't think they make business deals. I don't think they go out and be like,
here. Well, they don't have to because all these indie games can just be released on there. Because Epic, but then again, what you know how Epic is the, they had an article saying, we're not going to release any shit games. And Steam releases everything.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's another good thing for
Steam.
Yeah. No, for Epic, I feel.
Yeah, it's a little more curious.
I saw that as
I think for I Steam too, because plus you've never Epic. Bought a 99-cent game for the fuck of it just because.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. So
no, Steam will always have its place. I like where they're at. Well, I like where they're becoming without even realizing. I already went on my rant. I think they should be leaning into the indie scene. And away from the AAA team, but they're not doing it.
And then again, because AAA titles, I'm not joking, they're good, but I don't know, man.
Sometimes they play an 8-bit game.
I think to counter this,
sort of ditto.
The only thing that Steam can really do to counter this is they can't really fight for exclusives, but if they lower that, because the whole reason is the cut that they take. They take 30%, Epic takes 12%. Like, that's... coming from a developer standpoint, which one would you go with? Like, I can make 70%
off each. How about anybody's standpoint ever? Like, I would move to another country to pay 12% over 30%. Of course. That's gigantic numbers, man. Gigantic. Yeah,
we should make the DLG launcher.
And these paid exclusives?
Anyone out there? Any developers out there? Any software 11% out there?
And these paid 11.9% come with a premium. They're not doing it just because they're going with the exclusivity and they're getting that 10. What is it? What's the percentage? 10? 14? What did you just say, Bobby?
12.
They're not saying that we're giving exclusivity up for 12%. Mm-hmm. It's exclusivity plus the first $1 million we get to keep, or whatever it is. There's an additional deal behind. It's almost like Borderlands 3 is a guaranteed win for 2K because they're doing this. They cannot take a loss. Can you say honestly that you would not take that deal?
Okay. So, yes and no.
But it guarantees victory.
You have to really think about who really is on... LeBron, can you really think about, like, the people that are on Epic? It's Fortnite players. Epic only exists.
It was. It's changing, though.
What the
fuck happened here?
I took off the label. It's like weird, somewhere on.
I'm going to put this one in the back.
It's like on your knife. It was Epic Launcher got big because of Fortnite. That was it. That was the only game. The only other game on there was, MOBA that was on there was really good? That amazing
Shadow,
MOBA.
Shadow Complex?
No. Other one.
Okay, but Shadow Complex was on.
Yeah, it was
Quake
on there.
Quake was on there.
No.
Oh, my God. No MOBA on
there. Yeah, there was. The third-person MOBA.
No. You're thinking about
Paladins,
Battleborn.
No. It was the best fucking MOBA I've ever played in my life. The only MOBA I've actually liked.
Oh, you're talking about the one that got canceled.
The one that got canceled because everyone went to Fortnite. What was the name? Oh, my God. Fucking beer.
It comes up. Paragon. There it is. Thank you.
Yes. Jeez. Thank you. Damn alcohol. Yeah. That beer was frozen, Emilio.
Aside from your emotional investment, neither of the companies, like, the moves that Epic has been making from a business standpoint have been incredibly smart. They have all this success from Fortnite, and they're like, how do we parlay this into more money? Well, let's make our own launcher. How are we going to get people to install our launcher? Well, we already have the Fortnite people. We need to hold these other AAA titles hostage so people have to install our launcher.
But they're not going to, like, these Fortnite gamers are not, they can't jump into other games. Dude, because they're too hard for them.
Ray, do you have the Epic launcher?
I do.
For what? What was it, the reason that you...
Fortnite. When it came out.
Okay.
That was it.
Then you probably deleted it after that, or you kept it?
It's still on my computer. I don't use it for anything. Nothing.
There's no other games that you have?
The free games. In case I want to play Subnautica. That's it. Or The Witness is the new free game?
Yeah. Yeah, The Witness. Yeah. Bobby, it's a great deal.
Yeah, it is. It's a great game. Play The Witness if you haven't.
I mean, I got it for the free games, but then
yeah, that's also
I got The Division on there as well. And when it came to the option of getting it on Uplay or Epic Store. But the thing is like, if you get it on Uplay, like you just have it on Uplay. If you get it on Epic, you have it on Epic and Uplay. So, I mean, I could load up the Uplay launcher and just launch it from there. Yeah. So now,
oh yeah, this is why I said listen to Bobby. Bobby thinks things out, man.
No, but then again,
we need the game launcher is what I'm
the game launcher. We need that game Corsair. Get your shit straight. I want that launcher.
We load up all our launchers in our 360 degree.
The thing is, I've always used the Uplay launcher. You know, I have Assassin's Creed on there.
It's come a long way. I like the little point thing they do. Like you get the points, you can unlock something in the game.
Yeah, exactly. I get skins. I get money. I get
and even stupid currency. Stuff like wallpaper or like Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon. You get the soundtrack and some cool shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I've always enjoyed that about it.
And yeah, you get I think I also got 25% off or 20% off games too. Mm-hmm. Whenever I get a certain amount of coins.
Yeah. And things are always really cheap because Uplay just makes that money directly. So they always have the biggest sales. Like what was that key site that nobody uses anymore that was real shady?
CDKeys.com?
No, not CDKeys. The other one that had the problem with Devolver.
The Penguin one?
You mean DLGaming.com?
Oh, DL Gamer.
You remember that?
Yeah,
DLGamer.com. No, I know what you're talking about.
It was the other one where you could buy and sell keys, but it was all super shady.
Yeah,
but the Uplay keys were super, super cheap on there as opposed to the Steam keys. Like, you're paying a premium for that, but if you don't care about that, then and you can get something directly from the Uplay launcher, then you're probably going to save money.
Yeah. Anyways.
Launchers, man. I guess that's one thing consoles don't have to deal with, right?
Yeah.
No, launcher problems.
The thing is, like, launchers.
They got
consoles,
99.
Consoles is this just... It's different.
Let me try to wrap it up really quick. If you were looking at Steam and Epic on a chart...
Okay.
Steam, I would say, is just going a straight line nonstop.
You're talking about, like, in terms of innovations.
Innovations, business acumen... acquiring deals, making deals, like
so. Their growth is not really exponential, but it is. It is going up.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, and then Epic is hockey sticking straight up. Like it's just like they're actually meeting with people. They're shaking hands. They're making deals with other companies. Steam is just like we're Steam, and this is what we do.
Yeah, you know but that's mean? Always been Steam.
Like I know, but that's not going to be enough.
It has its benefits and its downsides.
Here's something that I was thinking about. It's just triple game titles are expensive. A lot of people don't want to, you know, fucking deal with shit. But they're going for extra help, and they're thinking if going on an Epic launcher might help them out in some certain way when it comes to sales because they get more money.
Yeah.
But that's the only reason why. Not because it's a better launch than because of anything.
Borderlands 3 right now is probably close to profitable, and we're whatever.
It's just all these AAA games, they're not making money off just the title. They're making all these games off microtransactions.
Right.
And by moving to Epic Launcher, from their sales from the game, they're getting more money. That's the only reason why they're moving over there.
That is going to be interesting because I don't think the Epic Launcher supports DLC or sells DLC or has any way to like turn it on or off. And
wait, what?
I don't,
it's probably true.
Maybe I'm wrong here, but I don't think they do. And Borderlands, if you look at any Borderlands game, they just got DLC up the ass. Like,
I'm sure that came up in the meeting, and I'm sure that like by September we'll have that.
Yeah, I'm sure they have something.
I don't think Gabe Newell,
I think Borderlands
people ever.
I think Borderlands will be the first title that's actually huge on the Epic Launcher.
They also have
not Metro. Metro's not that huge. It's not that huge one. It's not that huge.
Not as big as Borderlands. Yeah.
No, even close.
This Borderlands will be the first huge game on the Epic launch.
Why'd you pass on that, Bobby? You just waiting for a sale?
on what, Metro? Yeah. I'm in no rush to play that game.
Yeah,
see, and that just proves the point here. I'm in no rush to play Metro. However, Borderlands 3, I'll buy it on Epic. I'm not going to wait 6 months.
Yeah, I could wait the whole year.
Yeah, I could wait a year on Metro.
And play it on Steam.
Here's my
and
one
be really happy.
And because of the type of game, too. Metro is like a single-player game. Borderlands is like,
I
don't want all my friends to be playing it, and I'm just like, months later, I'm like, all right, guys, let's do it, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to jump on it.
My one wish is like that...
What's your one wish?
Well, now that I really thought about it, it was pornographic.
That's what I was thinking too.
Yeah. Once you started whispering, I was like, oh, in that case.
If you guys aren't watching his eyes, his eyes just glistened right now when he thought about that one wish.
All right, it's time for listener questions. It's 3 o'clock, so we should burn through these.
Yeah, let's go.
First up, from Cubic Zirconia, he asks, would you rather bone Meg Ryan or Jack Nicholson?
Meg Ryan, gotta pee.
What does Meg Ryan look like these days? I haven't seen a picture. Jack Nicholson, I have a feeling he is not in very good health.
Bobby, you're actually considering having sex with a man?
He's still alive, but I feel like any day now, we're going to hear about Jack Nicholson dying. Like, I can tell you, it's going to happen.
That'd be sad. Oh, my goodness. Meg Ryan, holy shit, you're got old. Yeah. But still, Meg Ryan, 100%. I'm not going to fuck Jack Nicholson whatsoever.
She's married to Dennis Quaid. I did not know that. Not good for her.
Yeah. She's 57. She looks 67.
Yeah, she looks old. She's not really been in movies recently, has she? Okay, I guess she has a TV series.
Oh, well, she had like a 3 years. Well, the thing is, Meg Ryan made enough money where she's just good for life.
Oh, she was in Curb Your Enthusiasm. Yeah, she's just pops in on TV shows every now and then again.
Pretty much.
Yeah. All right, next question. Gnarly asks, Worms Armageddon or Worms WMD?
Worms Armageddon is the best Worms for me, hands down.
Just better than all of them. I have not played... Wait, have I played... I don't think I've played WMD. I've played a little bit of Armageddon.
It's just... It's a classic Worm versus... Emil laughing right now from fucking, I don't know from where. He's so far away. What?
I asked the girls out there our first question, like, well, from a female perspective, would you rather have sex with Jack Nicholson or Meg Ryan? And they both said
Meg Ryan?
Jack Nicholson. Uh-huh. But then your girl's like, have you looked at Meg Ryan? She now looks like the Joker. Which is so deep because he played him.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Oh, my God. That's why I like my girl.
First full circle.
Do Worms Armageddon, Worms WMD?
I don't know.
Okay, there we go.
Really play Worms. It looks like Worms Armageddon.
No, Worms Armageddon, hands down, 100%. If you're a Worms fan, Worms Armageddon was the best Worms, honestly, I think, hands down for me.
Darth Duck asks, Akira is getting a live-action remake.
Have you not seen this movie, Bobby?
Yeah, we talked about this last week. Yeah. Is getting a live action remake starring Leonardo DiCaprio.
Why the fuck is Leo DiCaprio playing Akira?
Wait, hold on. What actor would you choose to play Akira?
So I'm guessing that he's playing Tetsuo.
First of all, I did read about this. Leonardo is not starring in it. He's producing it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's probably one of his favorite movies.
Yeah. Taika Waititi is directing. He did Thor Ragnarok, What We Do in the Shadows, Hunt for the Wilder People. We all know him.
Well, first of all, I think you should use all Japs.
Don't fuck up like they did with fucking Ghost in the Shell. Honestly.
Yeah.
I don't think they could get away with that.
He looks bomb.
Wait, who was in Ghost in the Shell? Was that
it was Scarlett Johansson.
Charlize Theron was in that other one that came out way before, the one from Liquid Television. I can't remember. Eon Flux,
yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. Who would play Akira?
I don't know. Some young, awesome Japanese guy.
Yeah, go with like a no name.
Yeah.
Kind of like what they did with Aladdin.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Or actually, you know, if you think about it, the Avengers, they use a lot of no name guys, except for Robert Downey Jr. And
what do you mean? Everyone in the Avengers is a fucking huge actor.
What?
Everyone in the Avengers is huge.
No, Chris Evans.
Is huge.
Because of the Avengers.
Before that, he was huge.
Not another teen movie.
What did he do? Chris Evans was big, man. Come on.
He was still not like...
Scarlett Johansson was big.
Mark Ruffalo?
Ruffalo? Dude, huge. What?
Huge? What?
You don't watch movies, do you?
No. And that's... he's not
all
huge.
Those people in the Avengers had a a pretty good career. Yeah, pretty good career before they did the Avengers.
Yeah, they're multi-millionaire actors.
Okay, but they're not AAA or whatever.
Well, they're not Tom Cruise. But
they're B-list, let's say.
No, not B-list. No, they're still A-list actors. 100% right. A-list. Well, everyone on there is A-list actors.
You don't have a nightclub, and I don't let B-listers in. I know them by list.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit. You know, I think it actually got to the point where we're drunk now.
Oh, yeah. It's always by listener questions. So, yeah, I'd say a no name. Kind of like what they did with Aladdin.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah.
I think you have to
make him look like him.
Oh, did you guys hear that, like, no. From Frozen, the not the main one, but Anna, the one that sang for her, she made like $6,000 for that.
Yeah, that what's her name? She's actually like a
might have been
a
singer. She made so little money.
She's done a bunch of songs
from Frozen.
She's done so many.
But
songs.
I mean, is that Disney's problem or is that your manager's problem?
No, Anna. No, it's not Anna. It's the other one, the main one.
No, I'm pretty sure it was Anna.
No, because the one that plays Anna, the actual actress, the blonde one, what's her name?
I don't know.
She's actually sings all the songs and it's actually
that's the blonde chick from Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yes, her. I forgot her name.
Kendrick? Something Kendrick?
No, not Anna Kendrick.
That doesn't matter. Kendrick. All right.
But the other one is I forgot her name.
Elsa.
And, yeah, the one that plays Elsa.
Yeah.
The one
by the way, I thought it was a really good movie. It was really interesting.
It is.
And
have you been to Disneyland? Have you seen?
I don't understand why all the kids love Elsa when Elsa is not the hero of that story.
No, it's Anna. No, but actually, it's really weird because
she has powers, dude.
Yeah, that's why they like bullshit. Her. That's why they like her. The powers.
Yeah,
yeah. It's very few girls, or boys
like Anna.
They like Anna. Yeah,
yeah. The adults like Anna.
I like the moose, or the elk, or whatever. Reindeer. Sorry.
Keep it going, Bobby.
All right, keep Vulcan going. Do asks, what's your favorite sci-fi TV show, streaming or conventional television?
Love, Death and Robots.
Love, Death, and Robots?
Yeah, it's fucking great.
I just saw the first episode of the new Twilight Zone yesterday. First episode's free on YouTube.
Where's that at, Bobby?
CBS Now, which I think you can get through Amazon.
No.
Yeah, you can get it through Amazon.
Okay. Amazon Prime will get you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
You might need to jump through a hoop.
Otherwise, I heard CBS, and I almost threw up in my mouth.
Well, you can watch the first episode for free on YouTube. And it's pretty good. And he's using a lot of comedic actors, like...
in serious roles?
In serious roles. Okay. Like Camille Nanjiani is in the first episode, and Adam Scott was in other episodes.
Yeah, we all know
that. Ike Barinholtz, like all these comedians are in these episodes.
Cheap, I think. They come with a little bit of notoriety, and they're cheap, I think. Because mid-level comedians are always dying for money.
For sci-fi shows, I don't watch any sci-fi shows. I don't know if Black Mirror is considered a sci-fi show. It's not, right?
I have a Black Mirror t-shirt on. It came in my last loot box.
Oh, nice.
I don't know what these symbols mean, but
I'm
wearing them.
But if Black Mirror is considered sci-fi,
we liked the Beatles love show so much. This is the first time this has ever
happened. You bought a band shirt, like an actual shirt, like merch?
All three of us bought shirts. It was $120 in three t-shirts to get.
That's
how much we liked it.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
No.
Damn.
More than any concert I've ever been
to. I actually don't watch any sci-fi shows.
Yeah, I don't watch a lot of sci-fi TV shows.
Yeah, I don't.
Because usually production value is so important with sci-fi.
It's like...
I feel
it's, when I think sci-fi show, I think Star Trek.
Yeah, 100%. Like Stargate. And Star Trek. Next Gen.
Guys, you should check out The Expanse.
But that was
a couple episodes.
Which, with the what?
The Expanse.
What the fuck is that?
It's on Amazon. It's their top
show.
The
Expanse?
Yeah.
Oh, never heard of it.
It's really good.
Check it out.
All right.
I will.
Next one from Neo Reloaded. A few months ago, my girlfriend left me. We were together for 4 years, and one day she packed up and left completely out of the blue. We had never argued, never fought. She literally packed up one day and said, and when I was at work and left, just like that. We were in the middle of buying our first home together, and she said she got scared and decided she didn't want to settle down yet and wanted to go traveling instead. Obviously, I was completely blindsided, and my life has been a mess since. My life consists of coasting through work, drinking, drug abuse, and shagging fat chicks. What advice could you give me to get me out of this rut?
So, our best advice is Sekiro. You just got a copy of that.
Yeah,
so
play games.
I mean, that really helps.
Oh, no, but I mean, holy shit, dude.
It's a lot of big changes. Your life happening all at once.
First of all,
Stop fucking fetching. No, I'm joking. No, keep fucking fetching. They need love too. That's a good thing. They need love too.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with fucking.
Every day gets easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long has it been? A few months ago?
Which is not true all the time. Because, like, you might hit that 17th day and you're like, oh, my God, this is terrible. But generally, gradually, it gets better and better and better. Just don't try to be that depressive guy when you're trying to meet new girls. Just, like...
Fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it. Because if you fake it, you do eventually become that person that you're faking. As long as you're not being an asshole. No, but
that's weird. That's weird.
No. Fake being happy, dude. I feel like you'll eventually be happy if you just...
No, that's a lie. That's a total lie. Okay, so... No, because... Okay. This is crazy. And I'm going to tie a lot with you right now. I dated a girl for 4 years. And... One day it just fucking ended because this is how crazy she fucking was. But she ended up hearing something, and because of one fucking rumor that wasn't true, it probably all went
true.
To shit.
Probably true.
It was. It did not. It did not.
That totally happened.
It did not happen.
I knew that.
It did not happen.
I've seen it.
And because of that one rumor, it ended from one day to the other, to the point where she got so mad at me because she thought it was real. She went and fucked a friend of mine, which is no longer a friend, obviously. I actually punched him, and I kicked his ass. Whatever. One punch. But it happened. And that happened in my life. And that was really hard. And that was intense. And this was someone that I wanted to marry. And...
Wait, the guy you punched out, or...?
No, not Brando. I wasn't going to marry Brando. Brando, you're still a fucking little bitch, even though I punched the shit out of you. But it happened to me. And I dated this person for so long, and I thought this was it, you know? And... Here's the thing. It's been 4 years, 5 years now. And now I'm dating this girl. I've been dating her for almost a year now. And it's been amazing. It takes time. It took me in between this relationship that I'm in right now. It took a good 4 years, man, to actually, I fucked fat chicks. I fucked skinny chicks. I fucked all kinds of chicks during the whole thing.
Like, you did not fuck me.
I did not fuck Emilio. Obviously not Bobby.
We tried.
But
I don't think Bobby has holes.
None whatsoever. It just his mouth randomly opens. But there's like a barrier in the back. So you can never even deep throw. Anyways. But it just, you're going to keep dating. You're going to keep meeting people. And it's going to happen. And you're just going to click again. It's going to happen. You're going to click with someone again, man. And,
or it won't.
And you know what?
Alone.
I thought I clicked a couple times with some people, and it worked out for like 2-3 months, 4 months maybe, but it didn't. And after 4 years, I clicked. I really, really clicked right now, and it's fucking great, man. It's a billion times better than that fucking relationship that was, you look back at it and you're like, it's not, it wasn't worth it.
I think there comes a point after you've been through it a few times, then you kind of know and you understand what to expect. But, you know, if this is like one of the few relationships or the only relationship you've been in, it can be a little tough because I can tell you there's always a point in time where you look back and you realize that there was absolutely no way that that could have continued.
Exactly. Like,
and you just can't understand how your life would have been had you stayed with that person.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean that point will eventually come, even though it doesn't.
Just stay strong. Stay strong. It'll happen again. There's billions of people out there. It'll happen again, dude. Mm-hmm. It's not. Don't think that was the last one. It wasn't, because I thought that so many years, and I kept dating, and I was like, oh, it doesn't fulfill me. It doesn't fulfill me. And then out of nowhere, no dating app, no nothing, met someone right now, and I'm great. You know, it might work out forever. It might not, but it doesn't matter. It's awesome right now, and it's great. And so, you know.
And if that doesn't work out, I've been thinking about putting a company together about sex tourism tour in Tijuana. So you fly into San Diego, and then we fly you.
And down. Then I'll take you over there. Oh my God. Don't worry about it. I will lie to my girlfriend for that one.
I just got shivers down my spine thinking about
the
things that happen in Tijuana.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
So much fun.
All right, next question from Sniper. Do you guys volunteer locally anywhere in the San Diego area? Do you have any local groups you support that might interest your listeners?
I volunteer to Lonely Women, and I the only thing that we do that I know. Well, Bobby's never donated to anything in his life ever. That happened last episode. He said that.
Yeah, I don't know if I have. Oh, I'm sure I have.
At Bonds. Your local supermarket. I mean, you want to donate a dollar?
Oh, I never do that.
You want to round up your cents?
Yeah. By the way, don't do that. Don't.
Yeah, isn't that like a straight?
Don't round up the cents?
Yeah, they're saving on their taxes by doing that. And they're keeping the majority of what you give to grocery stores and Starbucks and everything. If you're going to donate, but make sure to donate. Like, you can donate to the Blue Cross, Red Cross, stuff like that. And
yeah, all tax deductible.
Yeah, that's a lot better.
It's better to go straight to the source.
Yeah, for sure. Even though they make you feel like an asshole, and they're like, would you like to save children today?
I know, right? Tell them the fuck off. They're just trying to get fucking tax money write-offs from doing that. I think go straight to the source.
The best thing we're doing right now is the WSD thing, we're literally launching that thing.
We're pretty much for listeners that weren't here last week.
Yeah.
What is it?
The WASD is Warriors Against Suicide and Depression. A lot crazy number, like 20% of vets have suicidal thoughts and are depressed after going to war, and it's terrible. And these aren't people just like trying to get handouts, because you know what? There isn't handouts. Even if you were to fake it, you get pills. That's all you get. You don't get money. That's it. The support is terrible. It's just a bad deal all the way around. And anyway, we're trying to do our little part. So we have a listener named Mobius. He's been down from the beginning. I was just telling Bobby right now, he's number one on most donated through Patreon ever. He's the longest subscribing Patreon, even though he doesn't listen to the podcast anymore. Mobius.
Oh.
He's one of our moderators.
Yeah.
And, when he had done this, he's like, you know what? I have an idea. I'm going to build a PC. I'm going to try to get everything donated, and then I'm going to give it to somebody in need. He got it built in like 8 months. You know, because taking donations and stuff, that takes a lot of time. Giving it away took almost a year. He couldn't find the recipient. And that was like weird, like not an idea, not a problem that he thought he was going to have, you know. But, you know, you only have one of these things. Who are you going to give it to? Through various means, talking to a lot of people, he found somebody, he gave it to them. Now, that person is on our board for WASD because he's the first recipient. He knows what it's all about. He knows what a computer, you know, a computer isn't just video games. It's learning. It's networking. It's everything. It's life. I mean, if you want to, it's one way to make a living for sure. So we're just trying to provide. I think a lot of the depression comes from not having the camaraderie that you did, the family, the tribe. You can go, it's not the same, but you can go from having a military tribe to having a computer tribe. And we're trying to facilitate that.
Brothers in gaming.
Yeah, brothers in gaming. So, more on that later. Yeah, by the way, somebody took it on our announcement. I'm going to be putting that up today. If you're curious about helping out, really right now, it's just dollars. That's all it really comes down to. Mm-hmm. It's not much. $1 would help us because we only need 1,000 of those right now. So anything helps. We only need a few bucks. It's not much. And that will be under announcements in our Discord. You can get to our Discord from dlgaming.net. And that's it.
Cool.
I forgot what I was talking about. I mean, what did that come from?
Sniper was asking about local. Yeah. Local things that we're involved in.
But I guess you don't need local charities because we have perfect weather. You can basically live off.
Yeah, exactly. Sunlight. If you're homeless here, you're just still living the life.
Yeah. That's why we have so many homeless people.
I work for a company, healthcare company. We help out the homeless. Same as DePaul. So St. Vincent de Paul is a great company here in San Diego. Nonprofit helps out.
Yeah, yeah. I had many family members that worked for Father Joe's.
Yeah,
Father Jen's. Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also Home for Guiding Hands. They help with
people with disabilities. Next question. Days asks, if you could put three games in a time capsule to really embody what games really captivated you in the last 5 years, what would you put?
Oh, man. In the last 5 years? But here's the thing. Just the last 5 years, not the whole, if it's Zelda, it's like from the beginning, or if it's Fallout from the beginning.
I don't know. She says last 5 years.
Because I don't want to say, I can't say Fallout, four, because I like Fallout 3 more. But I
don't know. I guess we could smudge it a little bit. So like recent games, putting them in a time capsule to embody. So these are representing gaming to the aliens that find them.
PUBG. 100%. PUBG, 100%. You brought up a battle royale system that just fucking works, and it was great, and it was amazing. And as years passed and passed and passed and passed, I'm drunk. As months passed and passed and passed, people started realizing all the errors that PUBG has and how the netcode is fucked up and how everything's fucked up in that game. But PUBG is a game changer, and the battle royale system is amazing. And PUBG was, as much as you were a mod, as much as you were like an H1Z1, as much as you were in Arma and all that shit, PUBG was the battle royale. And I'll give it to you. I will put that in a fucking time capsule, and PUBG is my game, period. That should be in that time capsule the last 5 years. That was just amazing, groundbreaking. As much as it has so many...
You got to put three games in the...
No.
Let's do one game.
I'm doing one. Oh, okay. And I'm doing PUBG. 100% PUBG. Fucking PUBG.
Binding of Isaac.
You fucking... 5 years? Was that 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Was it?
Oh, wait.
Last
5 years?
Yeah.
That's kind of close, but we can allow it. Binding of Isaac really wasn't that long ago, which is crazy.
Damn, because when I met you, that was your game that just came up.
Yeah.
And you just were addicted to it.
Yeah, it's so different than most games.
2011. You cannot use that.
Oh, okay.
you can use one of the sequels or The
Witcher 3 then.
The Witcher 3? Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Was that 5 years ago? Yeah, I was. Yeah, it was like four. Or like the cutoff time.
Game changer.
Damn.
It was 6 hour drive to 6 hour drive to Vegas and a 7 hour drive coming back from the Grand Canyon. So I've been listening to The Witcher books.
Oh, fuck.
I started with the first one, which is The Last Wish, interesting enough. And it's pretty great. It plays just like the video game. It's a bunch of little stories all accumulated. There's no grand thing running through all the way.
Okay.
It's just like him. It's just like,
and certain missions that he went through, certain quests that he went through.
Each chapter is a story, and it's great.
That's cool. That's really neat. Bobby, what's your game?
I'm going to have to go with Doom 2016.
I think it's going to say HOTS.
Yeah. I mean, like HOTS or WoW, you couldn't really put that in a time capsule, right? Yeah. That's kind of a weird answer.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, like Doom 2016, that game just stands on its own, own two legs for so long, too. Like, that's one of the games I beat, and I'm like, at one point in time, I'm going to go back and replay this game 100%. Like, this is a totally replayable game. It's just fun.
Yeah.
The fun factor. All right. Last question from Fastidious. What video game hill would you die on? My answer, Paragon. Paragon and Battleborn were two fantastic games that were beyond their times and suffered from poor marketing and a hyper-competitive climate during release.
I feel exactly what you just said about Paragon and Battleborn, about Anthem. I know that it's not like... Anthem isn't... It's not buried and done yet, but I feel
that's
it's going to...
That's too new of a game.
When you have a game as good as Division 2 that just works all the way down and did everything that you were supposed to do, plus... Okay, Anthem was supposed to be everything.
There was more hype with Anthem too. It had more to live up to, I think.
Yeah, well, BioWare name, is a big thing,
especially all the E3 stuff that was happening. Like they made it seem like it was going to be the most amazing game ever.
Had Anthem come out as seamlessly as Division 2 did, plus mechs and flying and space and all that, it would have been a runaway. It would have been a runaway hit.
Yeah,
but. Because it had technical difficulties, it had
the
looting difficulties, it had a bunch of difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, man. Oh, I really want to talk about that. What is it? David Schreier? Or something Schreier?
Jason Schreier's
article about Anthem. He wrote a very long article about it, and I read the whole thing. He was talking about, like, oh my god, you pee so much, dude.
I pee once, dude, and like I want to answer this question, so take your time because I'm going to be really fast and like.
He was talking about, like, I heard about that article, but I didn't read it.
What went wrong with Anthem? Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a lot of.
And Jason Schreier is the one who wrote Blood, Sweat, and Pixels. He did all those articles on Blizzard when they were going through those things. He does very well researched work, and he has some connections with people in the industry. So his articles are usually very accurate, very good.
He's becoming the, I don't know. The
funny thing is he writes for Kotaku, and Kotaku is just like everybody bashes on that. But then it's funny to hear, like, according to this Kotaku article, and it's like being taken seriously. So
yeah, I mean, he does a really good job. I'm trying to think of somebody analogous in another, but anyway, he's a very good reporter.
So what was the article about? Because I didn't read it.
So he had talked to 27 different people that had things to do with Anthem during its come up and subsequent release. And it's funny because I really like that he likes this, but they had pulled, like, what do you call it? Morale in all the things that EA was doing. And the morale between, for Anthem, it wasn't called Anthem at the time, was higher than any other project that EA had, and people were really behind it because they were thinking of, you know, you kind of like a Lost in Space things where you and your crew land on this alien spaceship, planet, and all you have is this like NASA spacesuit, and as you find minerals and stuff throughout the planet, you're attaching it to your like very astronaut looking spacesuit. Mm-hmm. And you're just getting, it was nothing like, no like Iron Man shit at all. You know, mm-hmm. It was very, just add attachments to your modular spacesuit. And
so it's more like a traditional RPG and.
Yeah, more like that.
Not like a looter shooter.
Yeah, exactly. And as it progressed and progressed, I think they pushed the looter shooter thing. And story-wise, I really like the crash on an alien planet, work your way out thing more than a, we've been here for years and the planet's been beating us down and it's up to you to kind of like expand us and fix all the problems. I really like that grassroots kind of story way more. Anyway, they were getting mixed signals from management. Like one of them wanted to do this, one of them wanted to do that. And it was just, they're very confused. And there was a whole thing, there's a thing called BioWare fatigue. So many people went out on stress during the development of Anthem. It was fucking ridiculous. Like, ever since EA took over, it basically, according to this article, ruined BioWare. They barely made Dragon Age Inquisition work, and it got Game of the Year. I hated it. Chi didn't like it at all. Did you like it? Did you play it?
No.
Inquisition? No. I didn't get it. I don't know what was going on. It seemed like disjointed. It didn't work for me. But it was a smash hit somehow. Probably because of the writing, because of the BioWare people, right? But the rest of it didn't work. I didn't think. But it was a smash hit. And I guess somebody went on record as saying is we really needed Inquisition to fail because that way we could show management that what they're doing is wrong. But no.
The thing is, Inquisition was like, my brother played it and he loved it. And then I heard so much good shit about it. It did not fail whatsoever. Right. It was a great game.
I didn't get it.
Yeah.
Neither did Chi and nobody else had played it here. Mm. And so that management style continued, and they thought that it was going to work for, what was the next one? Andromeda. And it didn't work. But somehow, you know, still being BioWare, sold enough copies to be profitable.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, we'll just continue whatever's going on. Yeah. And now we get to Anthem, where, ironically enough, it's still profitable. It made $100 million in its first month in microtransactions. That's on top of the sales. So people are still sticking to this BioWare thing, even though
the
these games...
The thing is, it was so huge on E3, man. It just made the game look like it was going to be the best game ever. It's people, well, it's, there was so much hype. There was so much hype, but it's BioWare, you know? It's BioWare. It's the people, the fans of Mass Effect, being like, holy shit, our people that we gave so much money and love to for their first, you know, for the three games that were good, even though the ending of the third one. But, you know, and now they're going to give us a new IP. It looked amazing at E3 with this amazing footage. It just, it looks so great. You play and you're just like, oh, well, it wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
Did you go up a little bit, Bobby?
But that, it's still that was good.
Early shots. Like, that was the first javelin. You're supposed to be like a NASA suit, just going out in like Mars landscape and adding things to your things, like physically, just like adding things to your shoulders and stuff.
The thing is, I did not play this game on a 4K screen with HDR, so maybe it does look that great, but if people are saying that it doesn't,
dude, it's not about
that. Was the main thing about this game, though, it was the looks. I feel like one of the things was just like, this is game footage, and it was so emphasized at E3 where you just went like,
that's E3. They just sell everything on graphics and rarely,
graphics and gameplay.
It sounds like just another story of management fucking shit up. Too many directions. Too many chiefs. Not enough Indians.
It's really simple, dude. Here's what they did with Anthem, and it's really fucking simple. The marketing was amazing. They made it look like you're about to buy the best fucking game possible. It comes out, it's not, and then everyone that spent their fucking hard earned money, because some people make that money, some people don't make that money, and they bought this game thinking it's going to be the most amazing thing ever, and it wasn't. And these people are diehard fucking fans, or they're just not fans, but they're just like, they love, you know, they take care of their money, and they went, you know what, I paid $60 for this fucking thing, which was supposed to be amazing, and it's not happening now. I want it to happen, so let's do this. Let's make this happen. I feel that's what happened with this game, mostly.
I disagree, because I buy, I don't know, 10...
You buy them
AAA titles a year, and I really enjoy this more than
the You know what's funny? We bought 10 AAA titles in the last 3 months, probably.
Yeah.
Because everything...
Well, we have to. You can sign up for our Patreon on...
Please sign up for the Patreon.
Literally, we're dying over here.
All right. Well, if I had to choose a game, I mean, HOTS would probably be too easy of an answer, right? But yeah. I'll mention a game that I constantly defend, and that is Duke Nukem. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, here we go again. I think I've been defending Duke this game Nukem, since the podcast really? Started.
Forever.
Yeah, Duke Nukem Forever. And it's not because I think that's
the
best game ever, but I think it's just... I think people bashed it way too hard, and it was the first time that I really started to pay attention to hype and how that can kill a game, just because the story with Duke Nukem Forever was that it was in development for a long time. It switched hands from Apogee to like whoever, and eventually landed on Gearbox, and then they tried to make a game out of it, and it was, I mean, a somewhat mediocre game. It was all right. It was serviceable, but then everybody just acted like it was the worst thing that ever happened to gaming ever, and I don't know. It has like a 54 on Metacritic or something. It is definitely not that bad. I don't know. I enjoyed it. But
definitely not great.
Yeah. For me, it would be, I can't say one game. I'm going to say two. And Fallout 76 and PUBG. It's just every week I will at least put in an hour or two. I think
76 is more the one that people are fighting against. Yeah. PUBG still has a very strong following.
Yes and no. Yeah, but yeah, it does. It has a huge following. It does. But 76, if you have the Bethesda launcher.
Do they have a launcher?
Wrong, by the way. Still wrong.
That's the way I say it.
Can you do your TH?
Bethesda launcher. The launcher Bethesda. Bethesda? Bethesda? Beth.
Nope.
Bethesda?
Beth.
Beth. Bethesda. That's what I've been saying. Bethesda. No. I have a lisp. I have a fucking lisp. What do you want me to do?
On lisp?
I have a...
D-lisp?
That's fucked up, right? The word lisp is like...
It has a lisp in it.
I have a lisp, guys. I have a lisp. What do you want me to do? Bethesda. Bethesda. My favorite gaming company.
It's almost like saying
Fallout Skyrim.
It's almost like saying I have a cock in my mouth without like I have a cock in my mouth. Like you can't say that without saying I have a cock in my mouth.
That's not even to go that far.
It seems like they always
No, it's exactly the same.
Fallout 76, dude. It's every week, even though I lie to my friends, but like, what'd you play? Now every week I put in a couple hours into Fallout 76. I love Fallout.
All right.
I'm a huge Fallout fan.
It's not a bad game.
All right. That's going to wrap it up. What's everyone playing next week? For me, it's going to be a little bit of The Division and probably some sim game.
Homework.
Homework.
Figure out.
Oh, what's my homework?
Oh, okay.
Bobby? Mm. I mean, for me, obviously, it would be a roguelike harder than...
No, but it's my turn for homework. You did your homework on Sims. He did homework on Division. It's my turn to give me homework for 3 hours at least. Something I would never play in my fucking life.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I'm saying roguelikes, like I sort of did it, I don't think is really what it... But that's my vote.
Binding of Isaac?
Yeah, maybe.
I played the Binding of Isaac.
You already did FTL. Yeah,
I own it on
how many
PC.
How much did you put into it?
I own it on PC and Switch. Come on, that's a lot of
Hours. How much time did you put into it?
Like, fucking, I don't know, 20, 30 hours?
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's... Really?
Yeah.
All right, so that's not an answer.
Yeah. I only beat Mama once.
We should all just play Borderlands.
Do a point and click, Bobby.
The point and click
adventure. What the fuck?
What was your game of the year?
Legion Solaris?
Thimbleweed Park.
Thimbleweed Park?
Yeah. Yeah?
Is it the free game
that we got? With that.
It was free on Epic Launcher, yeah.
I think I got it, then.
Okay. Yeah, you can try that one out. Do you play point and click adventures?
No.
No, this is why we
could be interesting.
Fuck no.
We're growing as gamers.
And I'm like a huge fan of The Walking Dead, and I played half of the first episode.
Okay, well, that's pretty... I mean, those are kind of point and click adventures, but there's no challenge to them.
The only game
it's a walking simulator.
Well, I'll put it this way. The only game I ever played... As I think it's point and click was Leisure Suit Larry when I was like 10 years old. But I know, but the thing is, like, I never played it. I just wanted to see titties.
Yeah.
Like we Thimbleweed Park is your homework. Right. 3 hours.
Thimbleweed Park, you already have it. Give it a shot.
Oh, boy. The Division 2 clan just took a 15% dive in their
stock.
What
is that?
Thimbleweed Park? It's a point-and-click adventure made by the guys who made all the ones from the 90s with LucasArts. And it's
what are you talking about, Bobby? You're just talking gibberish right now.
Have you ever heard of Grim Fandango? What was the one with the motorcycle?
Holy shit. I have no clue what he's talking about.
This is why we do this.
Grim who?
I got to pee. Early titties. All
right. I watch Grim on Twitch. Is that him?
No. All right. Well, this will be an experience. This will be interesting. Thimbleweed Park. Yeah. Check it out.
What the fuck is Thimbleweed Park? I clicked on a free game on Epic Launch. That's why I know you're talking about this, but I don't know.
Yeah, you have a lot to learn, and it'll be a great experience for you.
Point and click game. I'm being honest. I downloaded, and forgive me, it's back in the day, some random cracked, I guess, or online version of Leisure Suit Larry. The first one, the very first one, that's the only point and click I've ever done in my life.
Okay.
And that was it. And it was because I wanted
to see titties.
This is
going to be somewhat similar to that, but it's going to be, it could be a little culture shock here because these games they're different than other games. It's got to.
Shit.
Yeah. Just, you know, get like a nice cup of coffee, maybe a tobacco pipe and.
Okay.
Yeah. And right. Enjoy the ride. All right. That's the show. I'm ending it.
You can say titties right now in the music. Oh,